players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on CARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our CARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on CARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at msconews.net and on our free MSC Radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening and welcome to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight is high school football on CARE Radio in the Class 4A regional game as the Phoenix play host to the Lansing Lions. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering in the CARE Sports Studio. Gus will be here in a moment. Tom Counts with you. And people at Atchison find the cool weather a reason to get things started early, and the Phoenix have already taken the opening kickoff, and on their first play of the game, we'll get back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. They began this series after a nice return by Lance Norris. It was first and 10 at their own 43. Now it is second and 9 at their own 44-yard line. Welcome, everybody, to this Class 4A ball game. Atchison's going to run into the middle of the line this time, take it across to the 45-yard line, getting maybe another yard. Let's make it a third down and long, and the Phoenix, less than a minute into the ball game, quickly back up over the line of scrimmage, looking at this third down play. Quarterback Colton Bonlow's going to be back to throw. Fires one over the middle, and his diving attempt, is it complete? No. A diving effort by Smith comes up empty. And Atchison will have its first possession of the game, a 53-second duration, and they are going to be punting. Phoenix going from right to left across your dial in this opening quarter, and they are moving into the wind. The wind is really out of the east, so more of a crossing wind here, actually. Very, very breezy, very chilly. 52 degrees, feeling like 45 here tonight with this 11-mile-an-hour wind gusting to 22. The punt is away. Blocked! Largely blocked, and it's going to get away and roll up to the 30-yard line and down to the 29. So a great break for Atchison. His bottle kick had a defender's hand on it, but it gets beyond him, and it will be the first opportunity for the Lansing Lions here tonight. Lansing comes into the ball game this evening with a 5-4 record under head coach Rick Pollard, and they're going to be quarterbacked by sophomore Jackson Pollard. Florida Phoenix this season wins over Turner and Leavenworth. Topeka West, Johnny Heisen last week against Eudora. With a single man to the backfield, quarterback Jackson Pollard will call the signals. First and 10 at the room, 29-yard line. First play of the game, little ISO pass, flare pass left side, and it is going to be out of the reach of Tanner Kell. Go incomplete around the 35-yard line, make it a second down and 10. Nice crowd on hand, still filtering in. Certainly a couple of teams with close proximity, but not much history in recent years. These two teams just don't play in two very, very different leagues. And now the officials are going to stop play, and they're going to reset the ball. No, we got a player coming off the field, apparently maybe with a little equipment issue. And they're going to run a new receiver wide to the right side. Lansing in the ballgame in the traveling white jerseys, black pants, red helmets, red lettering and trim. Straight ahead, handoff, hits the 30-yard line, gets to the 31, a 2-yard gain straight up the middle where Atchison's going to make the stop, and in the middle you're going to have Miles Greenley getting that tackle. A couple of yards gained, third down and 8. So early in the game, defenses are playing extremely well. Neither offense has been able to generate any yardage at all. Atchison on 3 downs, picking up 2 yards, and right now on the first couple of downs, the Lions only with a pair of yards. This time it's going to bring up a third down just across their own 30-yard line. 10:20 to go in quarter number one. And again, the officials are going to stop play, and they are going to have another receiver. Here's the problem. They are unhappy with the Lansing receivers' gear equipment. The pants are pulled up way above the knee, almost mid-thigh. And to make him go back over, roll those pants back down. Third down long. QB back to throw. Deep drop. Looks right. Throws right. Man open at the 35. Comes up the near sideline. Going to step out of bounds. Only picking up about 3 or 4 yards. He's going to be well short of the first down. And Lansing is going to go 3 and out on its first possession of the game.
That's going to bring up 4 downs
to the Lions. On the season, most care listeners are going to be aware that Atchison has rolled up points and points and sometimes even more points in the course of this 8-1 season. Atchison scoring 55, 55, 49, 55, 62, 48, 56, and 62 in their 8 wins. Lansing, when they win, they score a lot. 56 and 31 and 62 and 31 and 37. And now we're going to have the officials stop play. And we're going to have an illegal procedure call against Lansing. We have had a lot of stoppages of play. The officials have been very busy. We are not 2 minutes into the game, and we're getting set for our second punt this evening. I'll ask you to bear with us. I've got all of the microphones down, and we're picking up as little wind as possible sitting outside here tonight in Amelia Earhart Stadium. Snap back, ankle high, going to kick away, and it's a nice high-hanging kick. It's going to be fielded at the 40-yard line and fair caught there for the Phoenix. First and 10, Atchison. Phoenix fair catch by J.Z. Kelly. And AHS coming back up over the football. We've got another marker on the field back near the original line of scrimmage. And we're going to have a holding call against Lansing that is going to be declined. So Coach Smith says, I like where we've got the football to begin this series. And for Atchison, it'll be first and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Atchison in the home red jerseys, gold pants, white helmets, white lettering, and trim. Quarterback Colton Bonnell with a couple of men in the backfield. Hand up, going to go to the right side, take it across the line of scrimmage, but getting only to the 40-yard line, picking up a yard or so. That's going to be Zedron Mays. Cedrana, 5'6", 138-pound sophomore running back. It'll bring up a second down, 9, Atchison. Again, these two teams playing some great defense early. QB's going to be back to throw on a second down. Bottles pass over the middle. It's going to be caught. 40, 35. Now the ball pops loose. It's rolling around deep in the backfield. And Atchison lucky that they had a second receiver way downfield who was able to come back and pick up the J.Z. Kelly fumble after the catch. But when it's all said and done, Phoenix with a big gain inside the 30-yard line. They're in business at the 27 of Lansing. First and 10, AHS. QB back, flares it over. Jay-Z gets it at the 30. Gets a block at the 25-20. Races to the outside to the 10. Drug out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Back-to-back receptions by Jay-Z Kelly. And the Phoenix are looking at a first and goal, 5 yards out with 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. A trio of substitutions coming in as Coach Smith is going to bring in now the big package, the jumbo package, if you will. He's going to bring Jaden Carter in. He's the lone running back. And now Jaden is going to go to the Wildcats. He's looking for help. Atchison is a player short. I bet Coach Smith's going to have to burn a timeout. Well, they're going to hurry up. Apparently, they're not going to. Jaden will take the snap. The ball hits the man crossing in the backfield, and the ball is loose. It's on the ground, and I think the Lions have picked it up. Matt's going to unstack him. It is Lansing football. Atchison hands the ball first and five. First and goal at the 5. They went to the Wildcat package, moving Jaden Carter to the man taking the snap. They brought a fellow in motion across in front of him, and the snap hit the motion man. The ball on the ground, and Lansing leaps on it. Lions first and 10 at their own 10-yard line as they dodge that. Atchison drive, and they're going to take back over at 9:03 to go in the opening quarter. It'll be the second Lansing possession of the game. Single man in the backfield behind the quarterback, Jackson Pollard. The running back is Aiden Ellington. Ellington will go straight ahead, gets one. Maybe two. They're going to give him a nice mark. Come up the 12-yard line, second down, 8. So we have seen Lansing in its first and now starting the second possession predominantly keeping the football on the ground. Atchison's going to bring Kelly out of the defensive secondary. And they're going to bring in a new cornerback over on that far side. It'll pick up a second down call for the Lions. Quarterback Pollard, running back still right behind him. Little delay handoff into the middle of the line. There's just nowhere to go and no chance to get away. Tremendous defense for the Phoenix. Atchison plugging that thing up in the middle, and Landon Bell getting credit for that stop. 3rd and 9. Lansing at its own 11-yard line. Clock down rolling a little bit. It hasn't moved much. We've still got 8 to go in the opening quarter. Scoreless ball game here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. An apparent passing down for Lansing. Quarterback is back. Rolling right. Looking downfield. Throws a short pass. Caught at the 23-yard line. Just enough for a first down. You got 11. When you need 9, you're on about a 10 or 11-yard route. Makes the catch on the sideline and move the chains. It'll be 1st and 10. That's the first down of the night for Lansing High School. Sitting down here at the top of the bleachers, out of doors, and predominantly we're going to have Lansing fans enjoying the game all around us, so you're going to hear Lansing cheers through the night. We're going to have a jet sweep to the left side, trying to get to the edge. There's nowhere to go for Makai Butler. He tried to stretch it out, but outstanding pursuit for Atchison across the way. There was great defense, and Atchison's going to mow him down for a loss of, we're going to make it 5, second down 15, back inside the 20-yard line. 7:26 to play, counting here in the first quarter of a scoreless game. Trips coming to the right side. Trio of receivers for Lansing to the right, single man to the left. And penalty marker Sale prior to the snap of the football from the line judge on the far sideline, the Lansing sideline. We'll see what this is going to be. It's going to be a false start, Lions. So Lansing is going to continue to go the wrong direction after a great play to pick up a first down. They now find themselves staring at 2nd and 20. 7:11 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison. Class 4A regional football. Good to have you along with us here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Snap back, QB's back. Sets up the little screen, and it's going to be caught. Atchison sniffs it out, does a great job defending it. Picks up about 5, and the defense for Atchison led that time by Deacon Stout, and 3rd down, about 13 to go from their own 20-yard line. Lansing with the football. Lions would really like to take advantage of that Atchison turnover inside the 10. But they've got a lot of field in front of them. Third down, 15, 14 maybe, from just inside the 20-yard line. Got to get this thing up to the 33. Again, the quarterback is back to throw. Looking deep. Throwing deep. Left side. Has a man caught at the 50. 45, 40. Down the field he goes and pushed out of bounds on the far sideline. Where will they say? Steps out of the 35-yard line. 41-yard pass play, and Lansing in business for the first time tonight in Phoenix territory. There's single coverage out of the left flat, and I'm going to tell you what, Jackson Pollard heaved that thing for all he was worth, and it was well played. Here's a little sweep to the right side of the first down, planting a foot, cutting it into the middle of the 35, down to the 30, and all the way down to the 25-yard line. That is going to be an 11-yard gain, and another Lions first and 10. And suddenly that long pass play has put the Phoenix defense a little bit on its heels. Lansing quickly once again out over the football. Ellington is going to be the running back. Two receivers to the right side and one to the left, tied in on the right, hand off Ellington. He'll get to the 25, drags the defender down to the 21-yard line, making the tackle for AHS's Jaden Carter. 5:50 to play in the first. Second down at 6, Lansing. All kinds of games going on around the state of Kansas. We're happy that you have joined us for this one here this evening up in the northeast corner. Quarterback is going to roll left on a second down long. He's got tons of time. Now throwing deep, a man in the end zone, and he overshoots him. His intended receiver down there had beaten the coverage, but the pass just got in front of him a little too far, and he was unable to haul that thing in. Good speed downfield for Lansing by Braden Jackson, the senior end. And it'll bring up a third down at about 7. Clock stops with the incompletion at 5.5 to go in the scoreless opening quarters. The wind continues to pick up and gust. Precipitation is called for. Everybody in this stadium hoping it waits till the game is over, including yours truly. QB's back to throw, and now again, penalty markers from the left line judge. And again, we will stop play prior to the snap. If it is a false start, we'll wait and get the call here. It's exactly what it is. That is the third false start of the game already for Lansing. So someone over there on that left side is doing something that has gotten the attention of the line judge. So the ball has got to be moved back outside the 25-yard line. Lansing now looking at a third down and a dozen. They've got to get this thing down to the 15, and I would suspect, just suspect, it is four down territory. And now we're going to get the play stopped, and the official coming up. And again, they're going to stop the Lansing receivers and send them off the field. They do not like the high pants, and they're going to switch out a wide receiver. I am not sure what the issue is for sure. I'll see if I can figure this out a little bit later, but something that they have with their equipment is not meeting the official's requirement. Quarterback's back to throw. Launches one downfield. The receiver slips, falls, and Atchison is going to pick it off at the 3. The intended receiver had lost his footing, had slipped and fallen to the ground, and Atchison is able to slip up in front of it, come up with the interception inside the 5-yard line, and a Phoenix will begin their possession. Third one of the game at their own 3-yard line. I'll tell you, they have used the entire field. Atchison had gotten down to the 5-yard line of the Lions, turned it over. Lansing gets Stephen Atchison territory, turns it over at the 3, and here comes the AHS offense and Colton Bonnell. Colton will sweep it around to the right side, and again, very little gain, a yard or so. Inside 5 minutes of play in this scoreless opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Phoenix, as they have done all season, no huddle. Quickly back up over the football. Twins to the right side, and now motion again to the right side. That's going to be Jay-Z. He'll take it on the jet sweep, and there's just nothing. Maybe a yard. Now the official's going to say that's at the 6, so nothing there. It'll bring up a third down and long. Phoenix back at their own 6-yard line. Third down call inside, 4.5 to go in the first. And again, Anderson very quickly back up over the football. Lansing with a lot of guys in the box. Quarterback is back to throw. Fires one right flat. A diving attempt made at the catch, and it is incomplete. Again, that pass is thrown short and low, and the receiver comes back to try to scoop it, was unable to control the ball, and Atchison will once more go three and out. So they've been three and out on their first and third possessions. It was their second possession that they completed two back-to-back big passes to move this thing downfield. But Lansing is going to get it back, and they're going to get it back in Atchison territory, the return man settling in at the Phoenix 40. Midpoint of the end zone, the punt is away. It's a nice one, but it's going to be landing over on the far sideline at the track. And let's see what the officials determine. It goes out of bounds. They're at the 40, 35. They're at the 30, 25. Still walking. 21-yard line. So ultimately, what looked like it was going to be a nice high punt, ultimately, apparently off the side of the foot, goes out of bounds, and it is going to be something to the tune of a 15-yard punt for Atchison. And that's got the Lions in business to begin this series. It's Lansing football, first and 10 at the Atchison 21-yard line. Lions with the football, single running back, QB back to throw. Plenty of time, looks right, nothing. Rolls left, gets a pass away, and it is going to be batted away and incomplete around the 15-yard line. That was good recognition very late in the play by the Atchison defender over there because the receiver was very open. Suddenly, the guy in the backfield for Atchison, that is MJ Morgan. MJ says, yikes, I see this guy's undefeated. Raced across the field and made a really nice play on the ball. Slapping it away, it'll be incomplete. Second and 10. Lansing still at the Atchison 21. This time a straight ahead run and not much there. Taking it down to the 20-yard line. It'll bring up a third down and long for Lansing. We're now inside 4 minutes to go in what continues to be a scoreless opening quarter here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. This is a couple of teams who are used to putting a lot of points on the board so far. Neither has put any points on the board. Lansing very wide to the left side. A.J. Allen. Also very wide to the near side. Matthews, quarterback, rolling, throws it, and it is picked off again inside the 5-yard line. That is the second interception for Atchison, and that one is going to be picked off by Zadron Mays. So Zadron, the sophomore, picks off the ball, and probably for Lansing, it's better than a punt because for the second consecutive possession, Atchison is going to begin a series inside his own 5-yard line. 3:23 to go in the opening quarter of a scoreless game here at this Class 4A regional between Atchison and Lansing. Phoenix quarterback Colton Bonnell standing at his goal line, waits a snap, takes it, plays action, fires it over to the right flat. It's going to be caught at the 10, tackled, no, not quite yet, wrestled down just right at the first down marker. And I'm going to tell you what, when old Colton threw that ball, he put some zip on it, man. He fired that thing into the right flat, and they're going to say just enough for the first down. First and 10, Atchison, Lance Norris with the catch. This time, Colton with a late pitch. Sweep into the outside. Hit, breaks one tackle, gets to the 20, up to the 22-yard line. Run of the football now for Atchison. It's going to be Aiden Rebant, the 5'9", 169-pound senior. Rebant picks up a half a dozen on a first down carry. Second down, 4. Phoenix at their own 22. QB back and rolling right, throwing right, has a man wide open, caught 25, 35, 40, 5, 50, and finally drug down across midfield. Tremendous catch and then a great run by Zadron Mays, the sophomore, having a big opening quarter. Zadron will check out after that big play. And Atchison is going to, let's see who they're going to bring. Aiden back into the game. Looks like it's going to be Aiden checking in. First and 10, Phoenix across midfield at the 48. Play action, Rebant back, same pass, same way. This time it's tipped in the air. Three players dive for it. The official comes up and says, none of them caught it. It's incomplete. Bonnell was looking for Lance Norris, but that time, Lansing, the defense had seen that play enough that there were all kinds of defenders surrounding Norris, and it's going to go incomplete, second down, 10, Atchison. Tell you what, these two teams running a lot of plays tonight. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix, second down, 10. Again, the jet sweep, this time to the left side. Hit in the backfield. Back at the 50-yard line, Lance Norris. Lance tried to get to the outside, but phenomenal speed for Lansing. And making that tackle over there. How about that? No, that is Jamison Barnes. Did you see that Barnes kid make that play over there? He's so good. Second's going to be third down, and it doesn't. Right at the midfield mark. Clock running along as they go inside 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Third down and a dozen. Atchison at the midfield stripe. And now the Phoenix have too many players on the field. One of them jumps up and tries to run off. And Coach Smith says, stop, stop. We got to get a timeout. And Joseph, we're going to take our first break of the game. We're going to enjoy the timeout of the minute 40 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Class 4A regional football. Atchison, Lansing, scoreless.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all-white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants. And your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Now, I saw Matt Joseph back at the K Radio Sports Studio. You know that's not pre-recorded music. He's actually playing that. Here's a third down call. Third down at the 50-yard line. 12 to go. Atchison setting up a screen. Complete at the 50. Carter, 45, hit down, and he is going to be short of the first down. Phoenix team is saying it's a first and 10, but it is a half yard short at the 39-yard line, and I can tell you that exactly because we have perfect angle, and that is right in front of us here. We're at the 35 outside at the top of the stands here. Fisher, oh, they fished it all the way across the field, moves that ball up to the 40, or the 38, and says, move the chains. Lansing fans are having a fit, and I don't blame them. That ball got moved over a half a yard, and Atchison is going to keep the drive alive. Quarterback's back, flares a pass over the middle. It's going to be caught inside the 30 as another first down, and another catch for Atchison's Zadron Mays.
Number 7, Tanner
Carroll on the side. Phoenix, and now they're going to stop the game, and this time. I think they're going to look at whether it's a first down or not. A moment ago, it was fully a yard short. And they go, you know, that's a first down. It moved the ball ahead. Now, after that catch and a lot of traffic, well, it looks like it's clearly a first down inside the 29-yard line. I think they've got to bring a chains in from the far sideline. And they will. And it's going to be our first measurement of the night with a minute 14 to go in quarter number one. Hey, tell you what we're going to have. We're going to have football scoreboard show tonight, right, Joseph, I think? Or maybe not. I'll let you help us out with that. They've got to stretch the chains out, and it's fully linked to football enough for the first down. Atchison moving with a minute 14 to go in the opening quarter. From that very 29-yard line of Lansing. Colton Bonnell has Jaden Carter in the backfield with him. And other officials stop play again and walk up over the football. And we're going to fire this back up again. So Bonnell and Carter in the backfield. Two to the right, one to the left for Atchison on a first down call. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Fires a BB over the middle, and it's going to be way short, down to the 10-yard line. A diving effort by MJ Morgan, but that was an uncatchable ball. It will bring up a second and 10. And we've got a minute two to go in the first. Wait, is that a marker down? There is a marker down in the backfield. run the 35-yard line and looking for our preliminary call. Phoenix walking back, and there it is going to be holding Atchison. So they are going to mark this back to, they're going to say to the 39. So Atchison looking at a first and 20 at the Lansing 39. Again, the quarterback rolls right. Bonnell looking, throwing on the run. The ball's going to be tipped away and incomplete. Again, trying to get it over there to Lance Norris. But outstanding player defense over there. With that defense is Xavier Harmon. That's now a second down and 20. And again, you can hear the wind. It's roaring. 11 miles an hour gusting to 22 before the game, and it has increased as the game has gone on. Second down long, Phoenix. Quarterback keeps it, makes a late pitch. Carter takes it, wraps it up with both arms, and he will get two, maybe three with a stretch. Very still, far short of the 35-yard line. It'll bring him down way third down. Probably one more play here in the opening quarter. Now, Atchison slowing this thing way down. They have stopped. They're looking over to the near sideline at coach. And they may not have to snap it. They are making no effort to come up over the football. Now we're at 20 seconds left in the opening quarter. And now Atchison quickly going to run up over the ball with 11 and with 10. Down to 9 to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix looks like now they will snap it, and they do. Back to throw. Pass over the middle. And it's broken up, knocking it away from Smith at the 20-yard line. Lansing's defense, and again, Xavier Harmon does a nice job of cutting inside the intended receiver, getting a hand on the ball and batting it away. And Atchison looking at a 4th and 17. Clock stops with 2 seconds left opening quarter. And the Phoenix trying to decide what they're going to do. They're going to bring in the punting crew. And we'll see as quarterback Colton Bonnell is also the punter. We'll see if there's any hijinks going on here. As this ball's down to the 36-yard line in Lansing territory. Lansing will send no one back for the return. And here's the punt. It is going to bounce at the 10, at the 5, into the end zone, stop halfway through, and on the touchback, we will end the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the field at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where it's Class 4A regional football on Care Radio this evening. After 1, Atchison and Lansing are scoreless.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Crittenden Home Care provides in-home assistance with all daily living activities for senior citizens and is a proud supporter of the Atchison High Phoenix. For more information about how they can help, visit crittendenhomecare.com. Or you can call them at 913-303-2400. That's 913-303-2400. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
As we return, there's all kinds of action happening. A quick play was run by Lansing to begin the second quarter, and a nice run. Ball popped loose. The official said it was down. And then, very late after the play, a penalty marker sails high into the sky. Let's see what it's all about. That run was going to be for about 6-7 yards, up around the 30-yard line. And let's see what the officials are going to call here. As four of our crew of five, very quality, very experienced crew hit it for this Class 4A regional game. See what they're going to have ironed out over here. We're just seconds into the second quarter. And again, neither team has been able to get anything on the board. We've seen them go up and down the field, but nothing happening. Here's a call. Personal foul against Lansing. So the Lansing Lions will be penalized, and it will go back to the 15-yard line. It is a dead ball foul, so it will bring up a second down and 15. Second and 15 from the 15 for Lansing. Nobody with anything on the board yet tonight for Lansing. Sophomore quarterback Jackson Pollard, run of the ball and come. Again, he's going to go with a single back in the backfield with them receivers left and right. Quarterback rolls left, wide side, stops, pulls back, throws deep, putting all he's got in it, way downfield, and the leaping effort is going to go incomplete. Looking for the football downfield for Lansing, that is Caden Garcia, and down defending for Atchison again is Zadron Mays. Zadron celebrates what was a very nice defensive play, and I'm going to tell you what. Jackson Pollard just aired that thing out. And he showed that he's got a strong arm. He put that thing way downfield. It'll make up a third down and 15. Settle them at their own 15-yard line. Lansing with a football. And the Lions huddling it up here. Taking a world of time. They're going to go with a trio of receivers. Stacked up one in front of the other. Quarterback is back to throw, steps up in the pocket, looking, now lobs one this side, and it is going to go incomplete. He just kind of got rid of that one smartly. And it will be a punting situation for Lansing. Atchison is going to come out of this with some really good field position. The punt is coming for Lansing. It'll be the line of scrimmage to the 15. The kicker's going to be back around his own, inside his own 5-yard line. And the Phoenix return men are going to be across midfield on the Lansing side of midfield to receive this kick. Snap back is perfect. The boot is away. It is a line drive, very returnable kick. The bounce is the 15. Hanson's going to let it roll. Norris will get away from it. It's at the 45, at the 40, at the 35, all the way to the 33-yard line. That is a 52-yard punt from the line of scrimmage to where Atchison is going to take over this possession. So a kick that I thought that was going to be returnable, but was far enough away from the return man that he didn't feel like he was going to be able to safely field that and make the return and had to get away and let it roll. And a big, big Lions roll. Atchison beginning in the 33-yard line their own with 11:13 to go in the opening half. Here comes the Phoenix offense. They have moved the ball, but they have not punched it in. QB flares it over to the near side. It's going to be juggled a little bit and caught at the 30. Looking to get on the outside, and there is just no room out there for Lance. Norris had the ball for a minute, then it kind of pops out of his hands, and he kind of had to find it, recover it, haul it in, and then he's able to advance it, netting 2 yards, and Lance comes up limping a little bit. He took a little pounding after that catch, but he is going to stay in the game. He's going to line up behind Smith on the second down 8 call. Phoenix from their own 35-yard line. Again, back to throw. Quarterback, Bonnell, lumps one. Deep. He's got his man downfield, and Smith can't come up with a catch at the 25. That's going to bring up now a third and 8 for Atchison. Phoenix were trying to isolate Eric Smith downfield. Lansing showing a little respect, had double coverage on him, and that pass was going to be very, very difficult to complete. It'll bring up third and long. Atchison is going to shuffle some athletes, taking Deacon Stout out of the lineup, bringing Zadron Mays back in. See what AHS is cooked up here. They'll go trips left. Quarterback is back, looking left. Going downfield. He's got his runner down there, and he missed him. Looking for the speedy Mays, who had a step, maybe a step and a half on the double coverage he had drawn, but the pass was beyond him, out of reach, and Atchison looking out at a fourth down call. The down box across the way still says third, but it is going to be fourth down. 10:28 to go. Here in the first half, there's a marker on the field that they're going to decline that penalty against Atchison. Here we go. Atchison punting again. Now from its own 35-yard line. Snap back is nice. The kick is blocked again, and then somehow gets through. And now there's a marker on the ground, and they are going to say there was a false start, Atchison, prior to the punt. And this is going to push AHS a little more deeply into its own territory. So from the 35 back to the 30, and again, Atchison will be forced to punt it away. And Colton Bonnell will be inside his own 20-yard line, standing around the 18 to take the snap. So he's got about a 12-yard drop. Two return men are back. The snap and the kick of the way. Oh, that's a booming kick. It's going to be caught at the 32. 35. Outside, 45, 50, 45, 40. Breaking a tackle, 35. Down to the 33, maybe the 32. And there is going to be a net after the return of 2 yards on that punt. And Lansing, on a phenomenal return, is going to have it first and 10. They're at the Phoenix 30. They're going to mark them right at the 30-yard line. So from the original line of scrimmage to where the ball is going to be spotted down, 1 yard net for Atchison. Lansing with a big return. One of these teams is going to get some points on the board. Lansing has a good place to begin this series deep in Phoenix territory. Quarterback Jackson Pollard moves his running back to his left hand and is going to hand off on a jet sweep. No, fakes it. We'll keep it himself. Boots right. Gets the edge. 25-20. Dart set of bounds. Picking up a first down. They'll say he stepped out at the 19. He fakes the handoff to the sweep man who is going to the left. Pause for a second. And then Pollard takes off to the right. The defense had been drawn, taking those first couple of steps to the other end of the field or the other side of the field. The receiver out there on the right made a nice block to give him the edge, and it's first and 10 Lions. This time, they're going to hand off to the sweep guy, plants the foot, cuts back in the middle, gets inside the 20, inside the 15, takes it to the 11-yard line. That was a jet sweep, but usually, okay, you see that sweep go outside, and the runner just try to outrun everybody to the edge and get to the outside. Well, that time, not what happened. The sweep man took the ball, and when he found a little bit of daylight, it was Aiden Lessard who plants a foot, cuts into the middle, back against the grain, give him 9. Second down call, and quarterback's going to keep it himself, puts his head down, leans in, and he's going to, I think, get inside the 10-yard line, and if he does, it is a first and goal, Lansing at the Phoenix 9. 9:20 to go in the opening half. No score in the ball game, but the Lions are threatening. Now, saying that, it's not guaranteeing anything because both teams have been very, very deep in their opponent's territory, but neither team has been able to punch one in yet. And here comes Lansing. Pollard with Ellington on his right hand. Receiver wide to the left side is going to be Makai Butler. First and goal from the 9. QB keeps it again. Goes right. He's down to the 5-yard line. Maybe the 4-yard line. And that time Pollard, much as he had done a moment ago on the previous play, takes a snap and then just a momentary pause and darts into the middle following that good line blocking. You got Garrett English, Elijah Mathis, Jonathan Showers, Tyler Matigue, and Josh Huckleberry. Those are tackle to tackle across the front for the Lions. It'll bring up a second and goal from the 4-yard line. Atchison bringing in a little extra size in the middle. And now, very late substitution coming in for Atchison. Second and goal from 4 yards out for Lansing. QB keeps it himself again, goes straight ahead to the 2 yard line. And so for Lansing, the game has shifted a little bit from running outside, throwing downfield, to just punching it in the middle. Repeated carries by quarterback Jackson Pollard directly into the middle of the line. And now we're going to get a Lansing timeout. Let's do it. Joseph Abreu at 7:56 to go in the opening half. Atchison and Lansing still scoreless.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Big guys up front, Landon Bell, Miles Greenley, Jacob Perry, Avante House, Brody Barnes, digging in. It's going to be a third and goal from a couple of yards away for Lansing. They are in, I'm telling you right now, four down territory. QB keeps it again, tries to run straight ahead, hit at the line of scrimmage, rides away, pushes, shoves, leans, goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Lansing. The Lions go in with 7:51 to play in the opening half. And now, Lansing will run that swinging gate. They've got everybody spread to the left side. Motion will come to the air. And they're going to go ahead and snap it from that spread formation. QB rolls, throws back of the end zone. Two-point conversion. Is it caught? It's out of the back of the end zone. No good. We've got a timeout on the field. That's 7:51 to go in the opening half in Atchison, Kansas. Lansing is struck first. Lions 6, Phoenix nothing.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, Lansing has struck first, and that score was set up by a phenomenal punch return for the Lions specialty team. They had a short field to work with and were able to march it downfield and ran the ball, moving it downfield. And now they're going to be set to kick it away. Atchison's return men settling in at their own 10-yard line, waiting for the Lansing kick. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here. Field side. And Gus will be here shortly. Set to kick it away is going to be Aiden Bonwitz. Aiden the kicker for Lansing and his advance, and there's the boot. It's a spinning kick. Going to be caught at the 15. Slow walking to the 20, 30, hit, and down at the 35-yard line. A return by Zadron Mays. And Zadron got hit hard, and he's climbs to his feet, and is he going to stay in for this offensive series, or is he going to check out and catch his wind a little bit? Because he probably got the wind knocked out of him a little bit, hit hard in midsection on that kick return tackle, but nah, he's a tough guy, and he's going to be good to go, it looks like, staying in the game. 7:44 to go in the opening half. Atchison's going to go wide to the left side with J.Z. Kelly. They'll go slot left. The pitch going outside, and it is going to be Mays. He'll cut to the middle, pick up 3. Tried outside, just about to the out of bounds, and then tried to run it upfield. Got about 3 yards. Lansing did a nice job of pursuit, laterally getting across the field and not allowing him to find the outside. A gain of 3, second down to 7. Right down to 7:20. left in the half. Low snap, quarterback fields it, pass over to the near side, and a diving effort by Smith. He makes a catch, and it's going to be the gain of a couple of yards. So Mark, that's a good generous mark. Tall receiver, they'll give him the 41-yard line. Atchison, third down, 4. They got to get this thing up to the 45. And quickly the Phoenix back up over the football. Receiver sideline to sideline, quarterback back, throws one over the middle. It's going to be caught for the first down, and then the ball's loose on the ground. And Lansing looks like they've jumped on it. The official runs up, says it's down. It is not a fumble by J.Z. Kelly. The official from the far side comes up and emphatically indicates that he was on the ground when that ball popped loose. Atchison has turned it over tonight. Lansing has turned it over tonight. So neither team playing particularly cleanly. Quarterback back again. Goes over the middle. Picked off and dropped. That was right in the arms of Jackson Pollard. And I think he was so startled by that ball hitting him in the midsection, he did not hold on. And a break right there for Atchison. The Phoenix, it'll make up a 2nd and 10 from just across midfield. Ball on the left hash mark. Atchison very quickly, late into the game, is going to come Deacon. Now he'll settle in, motion back to the right side. QB back to throw, zips one left side. It's going to be caught, and the tackle at the 40. It's going to be short of the first down. Atchison looking at a 3rd down at about 2. And J.Z. Kelly with another catch. The ball now at the Lion 40-yard line. Clock running along. We're midpoint now of the second quarter. 6-0, Lansing in front. Atchison back again, racing to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback's going to keep it, makes a late pitch. Driving up the middle. Hit, stopped short of the line of scrimmage, and another late penalty marker sails near the point of tackle. You kind of expect maybe that's going to be a hold in the middle. Carrying the ball for Atchison, Aiden Rebant, and we'll see what this marker is all about. It was a 3rd down and 2 or 3 at the 40, and then the tackle made around the line of scrimmage, and it is going to be a hold on Atchison. The question for Lansing, do you take that penalty and give Atchison another shot at it, or do you go ahead and make it a 4th down and see if Atchison leaves the offense in on what would be a 4th down 3? And they are going to mark off the yards. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Atchison is going to bring Zadron Mays back into the game. Zadron has been phenomenal tonight. It is 3rd and 12 at the 50. Atchison back to throw. Left side pass. Caught. Ball's knocked loose. Is that a catch and a fumble? If so, it's picked up to the 40. Return to the 35, 30. To the 25. Now the ball's back on the ground again at the 20-yard line. And the officials run up over it. Let's see what is happening. It is bedlam. And now Blake Penley. And more penalties coming at the point of tackle. Let me tell you what happened. The ball thrown downfield gets picked, gets brought back. And then it is down at the 25, 24-yard line, maybe closer to the 20. And then after the ball apparently was down, it looks like it pops out. Atchison jumps back on it, and I think I hoped they had recovered possession. And then, not one, but then 2 penalty markers fly, and both teams have been sent to their respective sidelines as the officiating crew has a conversation out in the center of the field, and let's see what they're going to call this. First penalty, personal foul. Lansing. Second penalty, personal foul. Atchison, offsetting. The ball is going to be at the 20-yard line, 1st and 10, Lansing. So the Lions will come up with the turnover, the offsetting penalties, the gate, and it's going to be at the Atchison 20-yard line. Here comes the Lansing offense. 5.5 to go in the opening half. Lions leading at 6-0, and will begin a possession, having taken the ball away with great field position at the Phoenix 20-yard line. Quarterback Jackson Pollard and Aiden Ellington is your running back for Lansing. QB is back to throw, fires one, right side, wants the end zone, and it's batted away and incomplete. Excellent defense again for Atchison by Zadron Mays. The pass a little underthrown, and Mays doing a good job of getting the ball batted away from the intended receiver. It'll make up a second down 10. And now we've got a marker down at the line of scrimmage. And this one is probably going to go against Lansing and going to be probably a hold as they're marking her off. 5:29 to go. And there's your penalty, and it is going to be a hold on Lansing. It's going to go back to the 30-yard line. It'll be second and 20. Excuse me. Let me fix that. First and 20. Because they're going to get that play back over. First and 20. Lansing at the Atchison 30-yard line. And now the official from the far sideline is going to stop play again. They want to switch out the football. Apparently they are playing with, after that turnover, they were still playing with Atchison's football. And so they will pull that ball out of the game, carry it over to the Atchison sideline, get it to the equipment manager there, and Lansing will toss their ball into the game. First and 10 at the Atchison, reverse and 20 at the Atchison 30. QB with a very deep drop, still dropping back. Now throwing off balance, has a man open near flat, caught at the 25, breaks the tackle to the 20. Left side bumped out of bounds, shy of the 15-yard line. They're going to call him at the 15-yard line. That was a 15-yard pitch and catch from Jackson Pollard to Tanner Kell, and the seniors combined to pick up 15. That's second and 5. Pollard made a deep, deep drop, more than he has normally been making. Looked like he was in a little trouble, but found his receiver. Now he's going to throw timing pattern to the left side of the end zone, and it's going to be out of reach. Looking for A.J. Allen, incomplete. A little bit of a moan from the Lion faithful here tonight. Third and 5 at the Atchison 15. Phoenix are going to bring Julian Schneider into the game. 5'10", 190-pound lineman. Third down, 5 at the 15-yard line with 5:03 left in the first half. Lansing already in front, 6-0. And before the snap, another penalty on the line. And we're going to get a false start, Lansing. So many false starts, not by one team, but by both teams here tonight. Kind of surprising. You think, yeah, we can. We kind of got some of these things ironed out, but no. It is 3rd and 10 now. The ball pushed back to the Phoenix 20-yard line. Lansing in control of the football. And they're going to send A.J. Allen wide to the left side. Going to have a single man wide to the right side. He's picking up single coverage over there by Mays. QB's back. Steps up. Now chased out of the pocket. Throws one left side. Receiver catches it, and he's down at the 12. Caught it on a knee. The ball was thrown a little bit short. Tanner Kelm made a great catch. And he is going to be down right there, unable to advance the ball, having caught it on a knee. And it will make it a 4th down for Lansing. 4th down and I'm going to call it 3. It's going to be a full 3 from the 13-yard line. They got to get this thing down to the 10. Now, on this 4th down call, Atchison is going to make another substitution. Bring another big guy into the lineup whose number does not appear in our program. 4th down 3. Lansing at the Atchison 13-yard line. Got to get it to the 10. Long count. QB takes a snap. Keeps it himself. Goes left side. Puts his head down. Picks up the 1st down of the 9. Jackson Pollard running the ball into the left side behind left guard. He had been running in that series previous where Lansing got into the end zone. He'd been running it to the right side following the blocking of Jonathan Showers and Tyler Matigue. This time he goes left behind Josh Huckleberry and Elijah Mathis. And, of course, his center in there, Garrett English. It is 1st and goal, Lions. Head coach Rick Pollard taking his time, gets the play telegraphed into the game, and with 3:50 to go and counting toward halftime, Lansing threatens. 1st and goal. Hand off, running back, puts his head down, goes to the 5, Aiden Ellington, who has carried the ball sparsely tonight. And it's going to bring up a 2nd and goal. Now we're going to see Lansing switch it up a little bit. We talked about how well Jackson Pollard had run the ball. Well, now they are switching him over to the running back spot and are going to come in from the far side and bring in Reed Oakley. I'll tell you what, Reed is a senior quarterback also. So they're going to bring another quarterback in and have their starting quarterback as a running back. And here he goes, straight ahead. He's at a five. He's at a three. He's near the goal line. They're going to say inches short. Jackson Pollard, not in the end zone. It'll bring up a third and goal, Lansing. And I'm at the 30-yard line, and I can see no gap between the nose of the football and that goal line. He is literally inches short. 245, 244, rolling along toward halftime. Lansing looking for its second score of the opening half. They'll keep it. They'll push. They'll shove. It's that brotherly shove. The officials run up over the football. They say he did not get in. It's fourth and goal, inches away. Lansing thinks they're in the end zone. They unstack it, and the officials are going to spot the ball down. I thought it was impossibly close before. It is even closer now. Fourth and goal. Blades of grass away. They line up, run that same play again. He leans and reaches and stretches. Touchdown, Lansing! The quarterback was held up. He was driving. He was still vertical. Reaches both arms across, and Pollard will push the ball across the plane of the goal line. And a 2:03 to go in the first half. Lansing has scored again. And this time it looks like they will kick for the PAT. The first time they went into the end zone, they went for two. I thought they'd go for two here and try to get a football number, but they will not. At a point after, it's just blistered and right through the uprights, and we're taking a break. The timeout coming at 2:03 to go, opening half, Ben Atchison, Kansas. It's now Lansing, 13, Atchison nothing.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msvnews.net.
Jackson Pollard collects his second touchdown of the ball game, and Lansing goes up 13-0, just over two to go in the opening half. Here comes the Lion kickoff. The boot is away, not terribly deep, and it will land and bounce and roll around and stays in the field of play at the 30. Atchison finally runs up and covers this thing up. That was M.J. Morgan, who was very alert, and he says, hey, you got to remember, that's a live football out there. So MJ grabs it up, and Atchison will have a possession with only 2:01 to go in the first half, which will begin at their own 33-yard line. Phoenix trailing it 13-0. Cannot imagine Atchison has been shut out in the first half of any game this year. Here's your first down. Motion left. QB back. Flares it near side. Smith with a catch across the 40. He will get six. Oh, they're going to give him a good mark. Give him about eight. Second down in a pair. Atchison, minute 46, 45. Clock clicking along, and suddenly the Phoenix now are not racing up over the football. They're taking a little more time, looking over to the near sideline. Three receivers will go left. Bonnell takes a snap, looks right, passes into the middle, and looking again for Smith, who had drawn double coverage, and it will be incomplete. Angel Alvarado, senior cornerback on this side, pretty much matches Eric Smith's height and defends him on that play. Phoenix looking now third down and a long two. Clock stopping with a minute 31 left in the first half. And again, it'll be trips to the far side. QB's back. He's got a man wide open over the middle and missed him. Pass is going to be short. Lunging, diving, trying to stretch out to come up with the football. St. John Mays unable to make that catch. It is fourth down, Atchison. And the Phoenix, you would think they'd want to punt the ball away with a minute 28 to go. Lansing has been moving it. Lansing has a little momentum. And Atchison is really thinking about leaving the offense out there at their own 41, and they will. Atchison's going to go for it, fourth down two at their own 41, trailing by two scores. Motion left side. Long hard count, trying to draw up the defense. They're not going to bite, and we're going to get a Phoenix timeout. Taking a break with Coach Smith at a minute 27 to go in the half. Lansing, 13, Atchison nothing.
Voted best plumber in the best of the best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Well, the Phoenix have elected to take the timeout, and they've elected to leave the offense on the sideline, and they're going to punt this football away. Bonnell takes a snap, puts a toe to it. High spinning, wobbly kick, bounces at the 40, and goes straight out of bounds at the 40-yard line. It bounced literally 90 degrees over toward the Atchison sideline, and for Lansing, with a minute 20 to go in the opening half, an opportunity at a third first half score. Now more penalty markers are sailing after the play. I've got two, maybe three markers out there around that 45-yard line. And again, the officials are going to dispatch the players to their sideline as they contemplate and deliberate a little bit as to what the penalty is and how this is going to be handled. Minute 20 to go. Nobody able to get anything on the board in the opening quarter. But as you kind of might have thought, you get postseason, any mistake gets amplified, and a couple of mistakes have led to a couple of possessions, and for Lansing, capitalizing on them gives them a 13-0 lead. Officials still out in the middle of the field and still talking about this, whatever this penalty is going to be, happening after the punt, but before the teams had gotten really up over the football and lined up for the first down play for Lansing. Tomorrow, Raven football here on Care Radio. We'll be talking about that. Benedictine, senior day. Here's the call. Personal foul, Atchison, and unsportsmanlike, Lansing, and those two will offset. The second time tonight we've had 15-yard penalties administered against both teams, which resulted in offsetting penalties. So, personal foul, and then an unsportsmanlike, and with a minute 20 to go in the half, it'll be a Lion possession, and we have not had them put the ball on the ground yet. And it's coming over to the near hash mark. The Lansing football will be spotted at the Lansing 41. So for the Lions, it's 59 yards to the end zone with a minute 20 to go. And still in the quarterback, or back, and if you want to call it, Reed Oakley. Oakley lobs one. That is a horrible wobbly pass, and Atchison are going to pick it off. Here they come to the 40, 35, 50. Up the middle of the 40, 35. Breaks a tackle at the 30, 25, 20-yard line. That pass had to have just fallen out of Oakley's hand. It was not a spiral. It was a wobbly side-spinning, just like you chuck the ball sideways down the field. And a huge interception for the Phoenix. And Atchison gets a big, big break. They're going to have it first and 10 with a minute 6 to go in the half. First and 10 at the Lion 20-yard line. This is an important opportunity for the Phoenix to put something on the board. They're going to go with M.J. Morgan, wide to the left side. Slot right, quarterback rolls right, pursued, throws it, caught at the 20, down to the 15, back into the middle of the field, and down to the 12-yard line. The catch by Aiden Rebant, and it will be second down. So mark him at the 13. Let's call it the second down three, and we're in the last minute. Atchison has used two timeouts, so they only have one left. Two to the left and two to the right. Quarterback back to throw. Passes over the middle. It's going to be behind his intended receiver, Mays. And it'll bring a third down for the Phoenix. 38 seconds left in the half. Plenty of time for Atchison as they are now very deep. Down to the 13-yard line. Coming into the game for Atchison, J.Z. Kelly. He'll go wide left. Atchison's going to make all kinds of changes in their alignment. Going to bring Jaden Carter in. Jaden's going to take the ball from the Wildcat. So Jaden will take the snap, motion right. The ball's on the ground. It's running around. And one of the Atchison linemen jumps on it. Carter took the snap, and he flips the ball to a sweeping Zadron Mays, who didn't see it, didn't anticipate it. I don't know if it was behind him or what. The ball's just laying on the ground. Smartly, Atchison's linemen jump on it. Fourth down and 12. The loss of 9 yards on that play, but fortunately for Atchison, they maintain possession. Rebound comes back into quarterback. He's back to throw. Steps up, flushed out of the pocket. Penalty markers, 1, 2, 3. The pass into the end zone is caught, but this thing's coming back. The catch in the back of the end zone, but there are two penalties near the line of scrimmage, and I suspect there is your holding call. 2 seconds left in the first half. So for Atchison, their first touch into the end zone is going to be taken away. And the penalty is going to stretch this thing back to the 30. And Atchison will have one play left in the half. And they will be making it to the 31-yard line. Going to be looking for the end zone. QB back. He just got one man downfield. He wants Smith. And it is broken up in the end zone. Incomplete. Halftime arrives at Amelia Earhart Stadium. And we'll be back to summarize it for you after the first half. It is Lansing 13, Atchison nothing.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same day or next day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where the Atchison High Marching Band getting set to entertain the crowd at halftime. Great crowd. Both of these schools have really turned out here to support their teams in this Class 4A regional football game. The intermission score, 13-0 Lansing in front. Neither team able to do anything in the opening part of the game. It just was back and forth and multiple under 60-second possessions as these two teams hustled up to the line, but unable to generate any offense. It was not until after a huge punt return that Lansing was able to score on a two-yard run by Jackson Pollard. 7:51 to go in the second quarter. The two-point conversion unsuccessful. 6-0 Lions. Then, after another turnover, it was a one-yard run on fourth down by Jackson Pollard. Aiden Bonwitz hits the point after, and it is 13-0. That is our halftime score. Atchison driving late in the game. Got into the end zone. The TD called back on a holding penalty. And it is 13-0 at halftime. I'll tell you what, these two teams really battling it out. The crowds have been fantastic. You love high school football. It's early November. It is chilly outside. It is windy outside. But I tell you what, it is the great atmosphere that you want to have for postseason play. That all said, we've got a great second half coming up for you, and look forward to bringing it to you live here on K Radio. But right now, we're going to take a little intermission. Halftime in Atchison. Intermission score. Lansing, 13. The Atchison Phoenix, nothing. As we kick it back to our man, Joseph, who's holding down things in the K Radio Sports Studio. He's got your postseason halftime.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Crittenden Home Care provides in-home assistance with all daily living activities for senior citizens and is a proud supporter of the Atchison High Phoenix. For more information about how they can help, visit crittendenhomecare.com. Or you can call them at 913-303-2400. That's 913-303-2400. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
Here at Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine College Ravens football action for you with the pregame starting right around 1:45 in the afternoon as the Benedictine Ravens will be taking on Central Methodist. 2 p.m. is the scheduled kickoff time for that game. Over on KMZA coming up this Sunday, we'll have the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Denver Broncos. We'll begin the pregame right around 11 a.m. over on KMZA and KLZA. Those games will have a high noon kickoff time. Coming up next week, we've got a full slate of sports available for you as we will have, of course, Tom and Gus Kautz on Thursday nights with Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Friday night, of course, we'll have Friday Night Football, but that will to be announced as we will not know that before them. And then we will also have coming up next Saturday, the Benedictine Ravens versus William Woods. That game has a 1 p.m. scheduled kickoff. Tune in right around 12:45 or so to get all of that pregame show. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today. It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Taking a look around the area, I've got a couple of finals to report, starting off with the Wellington-Caplin game in 4A. It was Wellington 20 to Caplin's 19. Frankfort kicked off Marion Valley with a 46-0 win at the end of regulation. With just a couple of moments left, we've got Hanover leading Burlington. Hanover leading Burlingame 30-14. Taking a look at the Riverside Colgan game, it was Colgan with 19 points to Riverside's 0. In the Clifton Clyde Oswego game, with just a couple of moments left in the game, it is Clifton Clyde 44, Oswego 14. In the third, it was, well, actually, that one finalized. We've got, at the half, we've got Wellsville leading Holton 16-0. Jackson Heights is leading Troy 23-6 at halftime. Nemaha Central is leading Sabetha 14-0. In the Opie-Centralia game, it is very, very tight, with Centralia at 16 points to Opie's 14. Rossville is leading McLeod 20-0 at the half. And in the Osage City St. Mary's game, it's Osage City 14 to St. Mary's 0. Council Grove is leading Silver Lake 20-0 at the half. Just before the half, Axtell was leading Rural Vista 54-0. And the Valley Heights Mustangs were leading the Sterling Black Bears 16-0. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Lansing up 13 to Atchison High, Phoenix 0. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the Weather Eye forecast.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast tonight with a chance for showers. Lows around 46. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 60. Lows around 42 tomorrow night. Mainly sunny and dry. Sunday and Monday, upper 50s. Sunday, low 60s by Monday.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside the Care Country Studios here in downtown Atchison, we're sitting at 52 degrees. Up in St. Joe, they're recording 53. Horton is checking in at 52, and Troy as well. The feels like temperature right now is about 49 degrees. We've got recorded winds at about 10 miles per hour out of the east. The relative humidity is 69%. The dew point 43 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 30.14 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz shortly.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. It's time now for second half action of our high school football game of the week.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back here to Amelia Earhart Stadium, where second half of tonight's Class 4A regional football game is shortly going to be underway, as you hear the applause from the crowd as the first team coming out of the field house is the Lansing team. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer, engineer, halftime news guy, all around, take care of whatever it is that he's taking care of, sort of a fella. Joseph, thank you so much for all you're doing back there. I suspect that after Lansing has cleared their last players out of the field house, then Atchison will make their entrance here tonight. And again, I don't have the research, but I've just got to believe that maybe with the exception of game one, Atchison has not trailed at halftime. And I will also speculate that Atchison has never been scoreless at halftime. And both of those things that are happening right now, 13-0 Lansing, as the second half is probably not too far from getting underway. Lansing's going on a couple of touchdowns by Jackson Pollard, a 2-yard run with 7:51 to go in the half, and then with 2:03 to go in the half, a 1-yard run. And less a 1-yard run than a half-yard stretch, as he got stood up just short of the goal line and then with both arms extended the football out over the defenders who were in front of him and kind of between them and pushed it across the plane and have the goal line and second score of the night for Pollard and for Lansing. Lansing comes into the game at 5-4. And on the season, they started off the year defeating Turner and Leavenworth. They dropped a heartbreaker 14-13 to Tonganoxie. They blanked Topeka West 62-0. Lost to Seaman and another close loss with Piper. They defeated Shawnee Heights. Then they fell to Basil Linwood. And last week in the first playoff round, they defeated Eudora 37-19. So the Lansing team under head coach Rick Pollard. And you say, wait a minute, Jackson Pollard? Is that? Yes, yes. That, oh, did I just try? Bumped a button, Joseph. Don't panic. That was just me. Jackson Pollard is, in fact, Coach Pollard's son. So they have that football insight. And the Phoenix now out of the field, going through a little bit of warm-up drills. And the second half is going to be getting underway here just pretty shortly. However, if you're not done with football this weekend, absolutely don't be, because tomorrow we've got Benedictine College football, the Ravens. Go to week 10 of the season, and Benedictine will be up at Wilcox Stadium. It is going to be senior day, final regular season home game, as Benedictine is going to be playing host to the Eagles out of Central Methodist in Fayette, Missouri. Join us here on Care Radio with a pregame at about 12:45. Raven kickoff at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Benedictine and Central Methodist. So you're going to want to be there. It's senior day, and there should be a fantastic crowd. I'm not sure if you're going to need to bring that umbrella along with you, but you might make sure you know where it's at before you leave and head for the stadium, just in case you need to grab that thing up. And then Benedictine will wrap up the regular season on the road a week from tomorrow. We'll be with them over in Fulton, Missouri. Benedictine will be at William Woods for game 11 a week from tomorrow. But tomorrow, BC football here on CARE Radio at 1 o'clock. That's going to be the Raven kickoff. Next Wednesday, we're going to be back indoors. How about that? We'll be at a, what is it, Burns, right? Burns Center? Al Wheeler. Al Wheeler Activity Center. That's right. Up on the campus of Peru State College in Peru, Nebraska. Benedictine will begin his conference season. Hey, Ernie! Conference season's going to begin, and BC. Ladies at 5:30. The guys will tip off at about 7:30. Benedictine and the Bobcats. So, basketball next Wednesday night here on CARE Radio. You just got to love it when those sports seasons overlap, don't you? It's a good mix for good stuff and good times. All right, both teams have taken their squads to their respective sidelines. We're about ready to get underway with the second half here tonight. Lansing and Atchison in this 4A regional game. The winner of this one will play the winner of Tonganoxie and Fort Scott, going on right now down in Fort Scott, Kansas, a contest between a couple of 6-3 teams. Other teams going head-to-head tonight, Bishop Miege and Labette County and Chanute, Ottawa. So those are the four games going on in the east half of the state in Class 4A tonight. Atchison. I don't know how I bumped that every time I moved that thing, Joseph. Atchison is going to, as they took the kickoff to begin the ball game, Atchison is going to put their kicking unit out on the field. And Lansing will have its return men set up. And we're ready to go with the second half. It'll be Colton Bonnell putting a toe to the football. Atchison will be going from left to right in quarter number three. Return guys settling into their own 5-yard line, expecting a pretty good boot from Colton. And there it goes. It is not that. It is really short. Up man turns around and chases it and chases it. And somebody's going to have to pick this thing up. And they let it finally trickle out of bounds. And the penalty marker will say, that was a high-risk, not particularly high-reward play by Lansing that did pay off for them. They let that ball, which hit around the 35-yard line, and was rolling toward the sideline. Three Lansing players were kind of around it. None of them touched it. None of them picked it up. They were just hoping and expecting it to roll out of bounds, which right at the end of its inertia, it did. So with that penalty, the ball is going to be first and 10. Lansing at their own 35-yard line. Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, everybody, with this Class 4A ball game. Phoenix in their red jerseys with gold pants, white helmets, white lettering and trim, and white jerseys with black pants, red helmets, red lettering and trim for the Lions. Lansing first down 10 at their own 35. Penalty markers prior to the snap of the football, and we have had so many false start calls already tonight. And here comes another one. So Lansing is going to be pushed back to its own 30-yard line, and that first and 10 is going to become a first down and 15. Again, here outdoors at the top of the stands and right behind a great, great crowd for Lansing. So you're going to hear more of the Lansing cheers from our proximity tonight. So be aware of that. Here's a handoff. Jet sweep will go to the left side, reaching for the outside, finally getting to the 30 and up to the 35-yard line. That was a long, long run for Makai Butler, but he was finally able to find the edge, turn it up, and picked up about five. Gets back to that original line of scrimmage, picking up the penalty yards where it'll bring up a second down 10 for Lansing. He was sweeping from right to left and just kept reaching out. Finally, with really good speed, was able to get himself enough daylight where he was able to turn it up and get a little bit of short yardage. Here we go with a second down call. Quarterback takes a snap, hands off, and here goes Jackson, and he will bust into the right side, getting up to the 40-yard line. And to begin the second half, Lansing is going to go ahead and put Reed Oakley into the quarterback spot and move Jackson Pollard into the running back position. So Pollard is going to pick up another 5 yards, and 5 yards at a time. Lansing is looking now at a third down, 5 at their own 40. Half a minute gone in quarter number 3. 13-0. Lansing in front. Reed Oakley, he's a good-sized quarterback, got decent size. He goes straight back to throw, looking right, throws a BB, and it's going to be caught, a diving catch at the 50-yard line by Tanner Kell. They will advance the chains, and Lansing will keep this first drive of the second half alive, first and 10 at the midfield mark. And now, wait a minute, there must be a marker back along the line of scrimmage somewhere. Are they going to say that he did not hang on to the ball? Looked like a catch up around the 50, but they're going to move it back to the 40, and it will be a punt for Lansing. So, looked like it was going to be reception. The official right on the spot, late, looks it over and waves it off and says that's going to be incomplete. And Atchison is going to force Lansing into a 3-and-out to begin the second half. Phoenix return men back at the 30-yard line. 11 to go. In the third quarter, the advance and the kick is away. High wobbly kick. Atchison's going to field it at the 22. Straight ahead to the 25, 30. Bouncing outside 35. Up to the numbers at the 40. And MJ breaks the tackle, spins around. It's going to be stood up short of the 45-yard line. Late penalty marker is going to sail near the point of tackle. The return for Atchison by MJ Morgan. But let's see what this penalty is all about. And Atchison seems a little frustrated. You might suspect from their initial reaction that it is against him and it's going to be an illegal use of hands. That is typically a block in the back by the return team. And so Atchison is going to be bounced back a little bit with some penalty yardage. 10:57 to play in this third quarter. So for Lansing, their initial second half possession took just a minute 3. Penalty yardage is going to go back inside the 35-yard line all the way to their own 34. And for the Phoenix, it'll bring up first and 10. QB fakes the pitch. Pass over to the left side. Going to be caught by Jay-Z. He's got superb speed. Gets to the 40 and going to be close to the first down. Jay-Z Kelly will bounce it out. They're going to say he got the 45-yard line, and that's going to be just enough to move the chains. It'll be first and 10, Atchison. Colton Bonnell had taken a snap, faked the pitch on the little jet sweep, then pulled it back and threw the pass into the left flat. They had drawn that defense over to the side. Now the snap is back. Quarterback goes to a knee to pick it up, and they're going to say he's down because of that. That's a good call by the official out of the backfield. As your referee tonight says, whoa. No, you went back and you got the ball, but as you picked it up, you had a knee on the ground. That's going to take it back to the 39-yard line and a loss of 6. They're going to make it the 38, making a loss of 7. Second down, Atchison. Second down and 17. Bottle takes the snap. Play actions is back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Now throws one over the middle, and it is broken up inside the 40-yard line. The intended Phoenix receiver down there making a great effort at it, but having a big night tonight, St. John Mays could not haul that one in. And now, quickly, the Phoenix find themselves staring at a 3rd and 17. Ball back at the Atchison 38-yard line. They got to get this thing across midfield and down to the Lansing 45. Receivers two to the left side, the short side of the field, and one to the right side. QB back to throw again. Looking downfield, steps up in a pocket, throws a bullet over the middle, and it's going to be caught. And did he hold on? No. Smith had the ball in his hands, and then as he was trying to secure it, he hits the ground, it pops away, and Atchison will go three and out, and they will be punting away once again. Quarterback Colton Bonnell also handles that punting duty. Fourth down, Atchison, fourth and 17. Colton settling into his own 27-yard line to kick it away in a single man back deep for Lansing for the return. There's the boot. It is away from the return man. Will bounce at the 30 and kick out of bounds right there. Lansing is going to have its second possession of the third quarter. First and 10 at his own 35-yard line. Less than 2 minutes gone in the third quarter, and we have had two possessions, one by each team. We've had no first downs. It'll be first and 10 for the Lions. Now we're going to get, are we getting a timeout out here on the field? Atchison's team is spread out from the 25 to the 50. Lansing is huddled up back at his own 30-yard line. Atchison's still staying out there. Lansing looks like it's huddled up around the coaching staff. And now there is a marker out of the field at the 50. Referee has just now picked it up, and we're just not going to get a call. Didn't even see that marker laying out there. And here's the unsportsmanlike against the Phoenix. So Atchison commits the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and that's going to move the ball up beyond the 45-yard line. So from their own 47, here comes Lansing. Still 10:04 to go in the third quarter. Lansing with the ball and a 13-0 lead. GB keeps it himself. Bolts straight ahead. Across the 50-yard line goes Reed Oakley. And again, Reed is not normally the running quarterback of the two, but he kept that one and pushed that thing straight ahead. And now the official's going to stop play, and he's drawing the players for both teams into the middle, and he's having a very heart-to-heart, fatherly chat with, I'm sure, the team captains for both clubs standing right on the 50-yard line, and he's saying, all right, guys, look at this. Here's how it's going to be, and whatever's going on out there, I'm not real happy with it, and we're not going to have any difficulty here tonight. It's going to pick up a second down and a half a dozen. 9:50 to play, third quarter. So the second half has not exactly started with a bang for either of these teams. It's been kind of a struggle for both of them to make anything happen. Motion will come to the left side. Lansing on the second down call. And before the snap, another penalty marker sails. And it's going to be another false start. And that's got Coach Paxson bringing in one, two, three, four new players. He's not, I don't think, particularly happy with how that all shook out. Penalty's going to be assessed back to the 46-yard line. Second down and 11 now for Lansing after the penalty. 9.5 to go. Clock is rolling. Receiver's going to go wide to the left side for the Lions. It's going to be A.J. Allen. They're going to also go slot to the left side to Tanner Kell. Quarterback looks right, throws right, man wide open, and it's broken up at the 40-yard line. There is no pass interference. There was plenty of contact right at that point. No penalty marker down. It'll bring up now a third and 11. That was a really pretty pass from Jackson Pollard. Again, as we're getting Lansing rotating different guys in and out of that QB slot. Third down call. Now Pollard is going to be the running back for Reed Oakley. Oakley, back to throw, rolling right. Pollard stays in the block. Oakley throws deep, way downfield into double coverage, and it's caught, and MJ catches it out of bounds for Atchison. Does not get the interception, but he was back there with the deep coverage for the Phoenix. And Lansing again is going to be punting the football away. So three possessions, two by Lansing and one by Atchison already in the third quarter. None of them have taken a minute. We've still got 9:06 to go in the third quarter, 13-0, Lansing in front. These two teams are absolutely all about the defense tonight, unable to engineer any move into the football. Here's a punt away, short, bouncing at the 20, and takes an Atchison bounce down finally to the 25-yard line. And the Phoenix are going to get their second possession of the second half. First and 10 of their own 25. Colton Bonnell, again, out there to run this ball club. In the backfield with him, you're going to have Aiden Rebant. You're going to have Lance Norris back there. And we've got another penalty marker down on the return. Penalty's going to go against Atchison. So, what looked like it was going to be a series beginning at the 25-yard line. Let's see where the officials, three officials standing over the football. And now they're going to mark this thing back, 25 to the 20 to the 15, and all the way back to the 13-yard line. So they're going to spot this thing down. Phoenix, it'll be first and 10, but now they're going to be back at their own 13-yard line. QB will take it. A little shovel pass straight forward, and Eric Smith's got some room, and look at him run. 30, 40, 50. Smith cuts back into the middle, grabbed by a leg, spun, twist, turn, down at the 45-yard line. Eric Smith, that was the big play of the night for Atchison, and they are moving the football, and that long play, maybe what the doctor ordered to get this Atchison offense untracked a little bit. Now Smith will go to the left side, and Atchison will go J.Z. Kelly slot left. Tight end is going to be set up on the right. Colton Bonnell, the quarterback, in confusion in the backfield, and we're going to get an Atchison timeout. Phoenix, uncertain of what they wanted to run on that first down play, taking a timeout. We're going to do it, Joseph. Timeout with 8.5 to go in the third quarter. It remains Lansing 13, Atchison nothing.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
On a brisk November night, it's Class 4A Regional Football here on Kent Radio. Atchison with the football, and it'll be first and 10. Pass is going to go across the grain over to the left side. Jay-Z is going to be catching it, and a one-handed tackle for Lansing by Xavier Harmon. He just reached out with one arm, grabbed Jay-Z by the midsection, and spun him to the ground. No gain on the play. It is second and 10. And now, looking over to the near side, Bonnell trying to get that play telegraphed in. Rebant is going to be on quarterback's right hand. Trip receivers wide side. And quarterback is back to throw again, but he'll go opposite side of the field. Receiver is going to be making the catch and then hit and drop for a loss on the play. Aiden Rebant took that pass out as a running back out of the backfield with three receivers to the right side. With three receivers to the right side, there was no room for any play to that direction. So they go short side to the running back, and he got hit and dropped right out the gate. So a loss of yardage on that play, and now Atchison looking at a third and 13. There was a penalty against Atchison, which was declined. So third down, 13. Just across midfield now with a 48-yard line. Big play for Atchison. They need to keep this drive alive. It was Boyd with a long play earlier. Now rebound is back to throw. Bounces, goes outside, hit, flung to the ground. The sack. And rebound goes down to the 41-yard line. Huge play in the middle for Lansing. Making that defensive stop is going to be Noah Mathias for the Lions. Atchison, looking at 4th and 23, will be forced to punt away. Well, I guess I say that, and that's not necessarily true. But Lansing has sent a pair of return men back deep. And we do not have Rebant in to punt yet. He's in the game, but now he's going to late drop back. Here's a fourth down call. Atchison is going to settle. Rebant now entered his own 30-yard line on his fourth and 20-plus. Snap back, perfect. Kick is away. That's a monster kick. That's his best kick of the night. Return man catches it, drops it, and I think Atchison may have picked that thing up. It's down to the 20-yard line, and the official says it's Phoenix football. The return man for Lansing muffs the return, and the Phoenix are downfield, and Aiden Rebant on the kick coverage comes up with a ball, but a penalty up at the 42-yard line. Let's see what it is going to be all about. Fisher's going to walk over to the near side and talk to the Phoenix coaching staff. It is going to be probably against Lansing. Illegal block. Lansing declined. It's Phoenix football, and Atchison breathes new life coming off that turnover on the mishandled punt. We're down to 6:44 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix still looking to get their first points of the night on the board. Two receivers to the short side, no receivers to the right, the wide side of the field. QB's back to throw, chase out of the pocket. He's going to get hit, steps up, goes a pass, picked off, 20, 30, 40, 50, look out, can they catch him? 40, down the field at the 20, and from the tackle at 25-yard line, only the phenomenal speed of Atchison's Zadron Mays saved an 80-yard interception return. It is going to be Lion football down at the Atchison 15. The pass to the left side was stepped in front of and going the other way. It looked like maybe he was going to be able to go the distance, but Zadron, incredible speed. He covered some ground, caught him from behind, and it'll be the Lions at the 15-yard line. So these two teams exchange turnovers, and here comes Lansing. 6:28 to go in the third quarter. 13-0 with the lead, and now with the football. Receivers wing to the left. Two receivers very wide to the left side. Quarterback in the club is going to be Oakley. He's going to run to the right side and get the ball in the hands there of Pollard, and he'll pick up about three or so. And this is what Lansing did successfully in the second quarter. Running the football right between the tackles. Maybe to the right, maybe to the left, but just that downhill running style. Takes a little time off the clock. Grinds that possession out. Moves that ball downfield. It's second down 7. Here's the same play. Straight ahead Paxton to the 10, 9, 8, 7. Picks up about 5. It's third down and 2. Now Atchison's going to bring in some additional line help here on the defensive front. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix need a huge defensive stand. Without one, they're going to find themselves late in the third quarter down 3 scores. It is third down 2. Into the middle it goes, nothing doing, a little suplex tackle. That time as Pollard hits the line, he's grabbed at the midsection and thrown to the ground. He'll actually lose a yard or so. And it's going to bring up now a third down. A fourth down. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 2. Lions at the 7. Big call for Lansing. And a straight ahead run Pollard. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage, and I don't think he got it. It's going to be so close. He is right at the 5-yard line. The 5 would be the line to make. And the officials are unstacking this thing and spotting it down and looking. Lansing thinks they've gotten it. Atchison feels like they've held. Earlier in the game, brought the chains in, and now Atchison running off the field saying, we've held them, and are the officials going to bring in the sticks? not seeing any call from the crew. I'm not seeing them ask for the chains. And they're going to turn it around. It's Atchison football. So the Phoenix defense, what a great defensive stand for Coach Smith's crew. And now Atchison is 95 yards from the end zone at their own five, first and 10. 4:44 to go in the third. Phoenix are still scoreless. QB fires it near side. It's going to be caught at the 10. Nice little pick block to the 15-yard line. And looks like maybe picking up a first down is going to be Lance Norris. Calling him at the 10, at the 16-yard line, a gain of 11. And that's a first and 10. Atchison needs a big series. Need to march this thing downfield. Trailing by 13, not an insurmountable number. Back to throw again. Going deep, way down the left side. And the receiver goes up. Does he hold on? Yes! The catch made by J.Z. Kelly across midfield. He's at the 46-yard line, first and 10, Phoenix. Atchison showing a little emotion out on the sideline. They have not had a lot to cheer about on that Atchison sideline for a while, and that big catch has given them a little bit of spark. First and 10. QB back to throw again. Looks right. Steps up in the pocket. Hit as he releases the ball, and the pass is incomplete. Well off the mark. And I got to tell you, Reed Oakley got rid of that thing just in time. The defense had him kind of in their grasp, and very likely as they were twisting him sideways, bringing him to the ground, that altered the trajectory of that pass and made a big difference in it being incomplete. And now we're going to have a penalty against Atchison. It is going to be a hold call. It's going to take the ball back inside the 45-yard line. And for Atchison, it'll be first and 19. Supposed to be first and 20. It looks like first and 19 from the angle here. Inside their own 45-yard line. Player pass over to the near side. Taken by Norris. He'll turn it up, get it to the 50, maybe to the 49-yard line. So he'll pick up about 6-7 yards on that catch and run. Time beginning to be a little bit of a concern for the Phoenix. At 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, it is 13-0. Second down, 13 across the midfield. Back to throw again. The pass batted away as the quarterback is thrown to the ground. Colton Bonnell was in the grass with the defender trying to get the pass away, which is always risky business. It goes incomplete. And big pressure in the middle for Lansing by Aiden Ellington. Third and 13, Atchison at the 50. Wide to the left side is going to be MJ. They'll also fill a slot to the left side. Third down and long. QB's back. Eludes the defender. Steps up. Pumps once. Going to be hit from behind. Going to be sacked. Rolling left. Rolling left. The coverage downfield. Atchison has two receivers way downfield. Lansing had four defenders. Both receivers pulling double coverage. And now the Phoenix looking at a fourth down and 14, right at the 50-yard line, brings in, well, I thought they were bringing in the punt unit, but I'm looking out there and seeing Colton Bonnell carrying his helmet and coming off the field. And he is the punter, so is Coach Smith going to take a timeout? He's out there talking to the official, and they are. Atchison are going to take a timeout. They're going to decide, are we going to go for it? Interesting call coming up, taking a break, 2:38 to go in the third. It remains Lansing 13, Atchison nothing.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Welcome back to Amelia. Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. Got to readjust things here a little bit as it's a very brisk night out here in Atchison this evening, early November. But you're out there playing football, you don't even know it. Can't even tell. Now, Atchison coming out of the timeout. Coach Smith is having a long conversation with the officials. Lansing is out of the field, and they've got themselves set up in a punt return formation. But Coach Smith is still walking around, and he's still trying to decide who he's going to bring in and who he wants. And now he's going to bring Jaden Carter in. Atchison's cooking up something, okay? They're scratching out something on the sideline. You know, when you scratch out a play, now the officials are huddled up at the 50-yard line. Coach Smith is standing out on the numbers at the 50, looking out to see what they are doing. And frankly, I have no concept what's going on with them. And still, Lansing's out on the field of the punt return formation. College football tomorrow on Care Radio, the Benedictine Ravens at home for senior day. 12:45 for the pregame at a 1 o'clock kickoff at Wilcox Stadium. Benedictine and Central Methodist. Looking forward to bringing you that game. Now, Reback comes out. And he will exit the game. Coach Smith is talking to the referee. And Atchison is going to have a different player in to punt the football. So we'll see what this is all about. We're resetting the clock, I think, a little bit. Okay, it says 2:38, and Matt wants something different than that. So you try to telegraph that number up to the media facility. 2:45 is what they're going to make it at. Not being up in the box, out in the crowd instead tonight, I cannot tell you exactly what was happening there. But they got it at 2:45, and he seems relatively comfortable with that. And now, referee's going to walk over and talk to Coach Rick Pollard of Lansing. So whatever's going on, the officiating crew's looking to make very, very sure that everyone here is on the same page tonight. And here we go. So Atchison looks like they're going to be punting the football away. Snap, helmet high, the boot, not real good. Short, wobbly, in over end, takes a big old Atchison bounce, and then I think it hit the heel of an Atchison player. And the official is going to drop his beanbag. It's going to be up outside the 20-yard line, up around the 22, 23, 24-yard line. First and 10 for the Lions. And Gus, Lansing has done something that no one has done this season, and that is they've shut Atchison out.
Yeah, right now the Phoenix offense just kind of sputtering against this Lansing defense. And it's not like the Lions have put up a whole bunch of points, but as you just said, time becoming a factor for these two teams.
Yeah, it's kind of clicking right along here. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. And Atchison on defense. Some lovely patron brought me a warm beverage here a moment ago. I have no idea who the gentleman was, but that was very kind of him. First and 10. Here's Lansing. Now the ball's on the ground, and Atchison thinks they've recovered it. Has Lansing turned it over for the second time at their own 20-yard line? And they have. Atchison is going to get a break. Just a little bit ago this happened on the punt, and they got it back. This time, Chris Bennett comes up off the bottom of the sack, and on a first down play, Atchison gets exactly what they need, not only getting the ball back, but getting it back in really good field position.
They're going to get the ball back. They're going to have a short field and still 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. So a touchdown here would make Atchison fans feel a little relieved.
Yeah, they would feel much better, wouldn't they? QB slides down, makes a late pitch, trying to get to the outside, rebound, nothing.
That tough running right there. The quarterback strung that play all the way to the sideline, made a very late pitch, and just nothing doing for Aiden Rebant, the tackle on the play for Lansing, Jonathan Showers over there.
Usually we've got this whole page full of a scoring summary, and it's a pretty short page so far here tonight. Two scores, both of them by the Lions in the second quarter. It'll bring up a second down, 10 for AHS. QB. Back to throw again. Flip strike, throw drive. Picked off and again and dropped at the 10. That is the second time, Gus, a ball has been right in the midsection of Jackson Pollard. He had it with both hands and dropped it both times.
Yeah, and that time Jackson Pollard looked up and he saw nothing but green in front of him, but couldn't hold on to the ball, and the incomplete pass brings up a 3rd and 9 for the Phoenix.
Atchison has certainly had some golden opportunities to get some points on the board. Got to take advantage of one here pretty quickly. 3rd down call. Snap is back. QB looks left, goes left. Get his man out of the backfield. It's going to be caught over there by Mays, and he's going to turn it upfield. He's down to the 10-yard line, maybe inside the 5, and does that. There's one guy for Atchison who's having a phenomenal night tonight. It's Zadron Mays. That time, Makai Butler over there to make the stop for the Lions, but not before Atchison takes this thing inside the 5 for a 1st and goal at the 4. And now Atchison is going to do this thing. They've done this during the season. They've done it several times tonight unsuccessfully as they switch out, go to the Wildcat, and bring Jaden Carter in to take the snaps. They have turned it over on this formation a little earlier, but Jaden, a good, strong runner, will take the ball. He'll run straight ahead, puts his head down, plows into the middle, drives in, and he is in for the end zone. Touchdown, Phoenix. Atchison's on the board.
A nice little 4-yard run right there for Jaden Carter. They line up in that power formation. 3 backs behind the guard tackle tied in, and then they just blow the ball forward. Great job right there for Atchison. And all of that set up on the turnover on 1st down for Lansing.
So Atchison's got the goose egg off the board. And his PAT is huge. It will be kicked by Colton Bonnell. It's going to be held by Lance Norris. These guys are usually just pretty solid.
A lot of crosswind going on here.
Lots of wind. You can hear it in the background. It is down and up, and he just, like, punches it through. And we got a timeout on the board. We've got the Phoenix on the board, and we got a game with 1:40 to go in the 3rd quarter. Lansing 13, Atchison 7.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
And as we come back to Amelia Earhart Stadium, Atchison getting on the board with a touchdown at the 140 mark here in the 3rd quarter. So a lot of football left to be played in the Phoenix. Scoring on a little 4-yard touchdown run by Jaden Carter, capped off by a Bonnell PAT. Now on to kick the ball away for Atchison. It's going to be Colton Bonnell. Barrel return men deep for Lansing. Malachi Butler is over there, but it's going to be kicked a little short and fielded by the upback. He's going to take it at the 15, up to the 20, 25, cut down about the 35-yard line. Nice little return right there for Lansing, and the Lions will take over 1st and 10. Last time they had the ball, one play, fumbled it away to Atchison, so for the Lions, not a whole lot of offensive output so far tonight. 2 touchdowns, a 2-yard run by quarterback Jackson Pollard, and a 1-yard run on 4th down by quarterback Jackson Pollard. Quarterback's going to be in the pistol. He's going to take the snap, just roll out, looking down the field, wants to throw it. Now he's going to throw it very late on the sideline, and it's going to be incomplete, out of bounds. That time, Jackson Pollard was looking down the middle of the field. He had a receiver, and just didn't give him enough room. That time it was Reed Oakley, the intended receiver. Just didn't give him enough room to catch that in play. It'll bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Lion offense. Lions with the football at their own 35-yard line. They're going to actually push it out and call it 36-yard line. Minute 28 left here in the third quarter. Quarterback turns, hands off to his running back, powers forward, gets a couple on the play. That time they turn, hand it off to the left side, going to Jackson Pollard. Pollard picked up about two. Brody Barnes on the stop right there for the Phoenix. It's going to bring up now a third and eight for Lansing. A minute six left here in the third quarter. Lansing quickly up over the football. They're going to go one to the right, trip to the left. Quarterback is going to be lined up almost in a pistol with the running back straight behind him. It's going to be Pollard the back, Oakley the quarterback. Oakley steps back. He's just going to heave one deep. It's out of bounds. And that time, again, just a mistake by quarterback Reed Oakley. Keeps throwing the ball too far out of bounds, and it will be incomplete and bring up another fourth down for Lansing. All of a sudden, the momentum has started to shift a little bit. Atchison looking charged up as they come off the field at the 45-second mark left here in the third quarter. It's going to be fourth and eight for Lansing. They're going to set up to punt. It looks like it's going to be Reed Oakley to do the punting. Atchison going to send two returners deep. Punter taking a lot of time. The snap is high. It's over his head. He's going to go back to the 10 to field it. And he's going to get off a decent punt. It's going to bound at the 45, down to the 40, inside the 35. What a job right there by Reed Oakley. That ball went sailing over his head. He had to go all the way back to the 10-yard line to field it and then got off just a rocket of a punt right there. Atchison will get the football back, not exactly in great starting field position. This ball is all the way back to their own 32-yard line. Colton Bonner taking a lot of time looking over here to the near sideline. He's going to have over in the slot, it's going to be Eric Smith the third. Bonner with a running back to his right. That's going to be Carter. He pops up to the 35, to the 40, 45, up to the 47-yard line. Quick hitter right there by Jayden Carter. Atchison with a first down. 26 seconds left here in the third quarter. Atchison quickly up over the football. Center Jacob Perry's going to get the snap, and that time Jayden Carter hits the middle. No gain on the play. They're going to say a loss of two. It's going to bring up a second and 12, and Atchison looks like they may allow this thing to go down to the fourth quarter. They're taking lots of time. Let's do it, Joseph. The end of three quarters of play here in Atchison, Kansas. It's the Lansing Lions 13, the Atchison Phoenix 7.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Earhart Stadium. There are 12 minutes left in this game and 12 minutes left in one of these two teams' seasons. Right now, Lansing with a 13-7 advantage. Atchison, though, with the football at their own 44-yard line. The Phoenix will have it here, second and 12. They're going to quickly send trips to the left, one to the right. Running back off to the left in the sidecar. They're going to turn, pitch the ball on an end around, a double pass. They've got a man open and it's caught. Hauled in on the far sideline by Atchison's Zadron May. He will haul it in at the 24-yard line. Nice little double pass right there for the Phoenix, thrown by Jay-Z Kelly and Atchison. Cooking right now. 11:49 left in the fourth quarter. The Phoenix with the ball now in Lansing territory. They're going to send two to the right, one to the left. Quarterback drops back. He's going to be hit. He's sacked. The ball comes out, and Atchison looks like they may have dove back on it. The official is going to unstack it. You never know what happens at the bottom of the stack. It looked like Bonnell was able to dive back on the football, but the official taking a lot of time looking to unstack this. Lansing football. Coming off the bottom of the stack is going to be Xavier Harmon. And for the Lansing Lions, that is a huge stop right there.
This game has been one big play after another. And not a, you know, I don't know how to say this best. Not always like really good plays. It's like huge turnovers, huge picks, huge penalties, huge plays. And one of these teams is going to survive this. And it's an exciting one. One possession game, 13-7. Lansing with the lead, now with the ball.
Just like we were talking moments ago, we're down to 12 minutes left in somebody's season.
Oh, yeah. Here's a straight-ahead run at the 35, putting his head down, first down across the 40. And that's a big run by Jackson Pollard. And again, Gus, they started with Pollard as quarterback. Then as the game went on, they switched to Oakley and moved Pollard over to that running back, like you've seen in some of your scouting work.
Yeah, so Pollard has been a guy who usually starts at the quarterback. He kind of finishes at that running back position. And right now, he's doing a great job for this Lansing team. They're looking at first and 10 out to the 40-yard line.
Again, they're going to have Oakley the quarterback, Pollard as your running back. You expect them to run this thing if they can. They want to take some time off the clock. That's going to be a one-yard gain. Smith with the tackle for Atchison. Across the 40-yard line, they'll bring up a second down. But, for example, in the third quarter, these two teams couldn't take any time off the clock. Three possessions took less than 3 minutes. And that was not even turnovers. It was three and out, three and out, three and out. But this kind of offense is an entirely different animal as the Lions are going to put it on the ground. Look at that clock roll. They want to see that clock roll.
That's exactly what Lansing wants to do right now. It's not about scoring at this point. It's about getting that clock out.
Right to the right side, they'll go with two receivers. QB will hand off straight ahead. And again, look at him just run. Carrying defenders and a late marker flies in from behind the play.
Yeah, we're going to have a holding on the backside. You had some reason the center just reached out, grabbed somebody, and tried pulling him back at the end of that play. Unless there was a face mask at the point, but I've got it as Garrett English reaching out there.
Pacers are going to pile out a little bit. We've seen them have many conversations during the course of the night. Because one of the members of the crew is out here in what may be his last game ever as he's retiring after 47 years doing Acacia football.
Yeah, that time, again, it's a penalty and it's against your center because he reaches out. And what he did was he grabbed onto one of the players that was pushing the stack and pulled him backwards. And the problem is now you're actually holding a player involved in the play. So a holding against Lansing is going to back this ball up, and you feel that? I feel a few raindrops starting to fall.
Yeah, not good.
Tonight, Jackson Heights beat Troy 38-6. Wellsville, well, they're having their way with Holton up 43, and Nemaha Central knocked off Sabatha tonight by three touchdowns. So,
okay, that penalty is going to take it all the way back again to the 40-yard line where with 10-17 to go. But here's the thing. All these penalties, Lansing, I mean, you don't want penalties, but the time. You can never get the time back.
Yeah. They'll take the yards.
Second down and 10. The straight-ahead run. There's 5. There's 6. There's 7. There's 8. There's 9. Maybe 10 yards of running for Pollard. He was not going
to
quit.
Yeah, he's really close to the first down. But if you're a Lansing fan,
perfect.
Third and 1 is probably better than first and 10 because, again, you can take 40 more seconds off the clock right here.
QB turns, hands off, bouncing outside. There's your first down, and a break at the 30, at the 20, to the 15, to the 10, inside the 10, it's first and goal, and that was Aiden Ellington. He is your speed back, and they brought him in on that play, and he broke through.
And that time, he broke through in a big way and able to get a big pickup. Amaje Lockett finally able to make the stop on the play for Atchison. But now before the Lions able to take this down to a first and goal at the 9.
First and goal. Like you call it, goes to the 9-yard line with 9:20 to go in the ball game. And very patiently, Lansing's going to come up over the football here. They would love to get that 2-score lead back. Here's the turn, the handoff. There's nobody home here. There ain't nowhere to go. It'll bring up a second and long.
That time coming up to make the stop on the play for Atchison. You're going to see 32, Chris Bennett making the stop.
Now, a long look by Lansing and quarterback Reed Oakley over head coach Rick Pollard. Going to get that play sent in. They're going to take a little time. We're down to 8:50, 8:49. And the clock is just rolling now. Strips right side, wide side. Oakley's back to throw. Going left, short side. Throws for the end zone. A diving effort. Did he catch it? No, it's incomplete. And I'm surprised a little bit to see him throwing the ball because the incompletion does stop the clock.
Yeah, so they were a little quick to snap the ball, and then you throw a pass, so you probably are going to give back almost a minute off of that whole possession right there. So for Lansing, this is a big third and goal. It's going to be third and goal at the 9, 8:35 left.
You're in four-down territory.
I don't care what your kicker does.
You're in four-down territory. I don't think there's any question about it. QB rolls left again on this third down call. He might run. No, he tosses it. It's caught. Is it in the end zone? Out of bounds. Trying to get the feet down in the field of play, but apparently just not quite able to get him planted. It was A.J. Allen over there.
Yeah, and Reed Oakley's got a thing about trying to throw the ball a little too far out of bounds where I get it. Nobody can intercept it, but that's a tough play for your receiver to try to reach out, grab it, tap the toe. It's going to be a fourth down, and we're going to see Lansing looking to make this a 2-score game by kicking the field goal.
It's going to be a 26-yard effort. It is down, it is up, and it must have been half blocked or something. Yeah, and it's rolling around in the end zone. Jaden Carter got through. He got a hand on it, and the Phoenix are still alive in this one, guys. 8:29 to go. 13-7. Lansing in front, but Atchison dodges that scoring opportunity by Lansing, and they're going to get their offense back out on the field. First and 10 to their own 20-yard line. Here comes AHS and quarterback Colton Bonnell. Long count, there's snap, taken to the ankle. Scooby rolls, he's hit, he's going to be twisted, he's going to be sacked inside the 15.
That time, great job breaking through. Aiden Ellington on the sack right there for the Lions. It's going to be now 8:15, 8:14. The clock continues to work away. It is a 1-score game, but Atchison ought to start getting something to happen right here.
And Atchison has already used one of their timeouts, as I recall, so they've got two left. And they got lots of over-the-top coverage on the trips to the right side. Quarterback is back to throw, pulls it down. Now he's going to elect to run with the ball. He's going to be hit and down short of the 20-yard line. Picked up a couple 3 yards, but it's still going to bring a third and maybe 11 or 12.
Yeah, I don't mind that play right there for quarterback Colton Bonnell is because, again, you drop back. There wasn't much to do. You don't want to force a pass right there that gets intercepted. Pick up what yards you can. It's going to bring up now a third and 11.
7:20 to go in the game. The Atchison in four-down territory. Lansing's in a very aggressive defense. QB's back. Pushed in the pocket. Just batted away and incomplete. That ball got slapped to the ground by Aiden Ellington. So does Atchison. What do they do here, Gus? Do they punt it?
You got to punt it right now. You can't give Lansing this short of a field. You got to punt. You got to hope for a stop, and then maybe you gain a couple yards on the flip of field. But 7:18 for Lansing, you just keep seeing that clock roll away.
We've got Jackson Pollard and Makai Butler back for the return. The snap is over the back. It's out the base. It's going to go out the back of the end zone. They're going to kick it out the back for safety. That is a surprise.
Boom. Okay, now hold on. We're going to have a penalty during the play. We're going to get an unsportsmanlike against Lansing during the play, and they're going to have to sort this out.
That would be a first down.
It would be a first.
I'm saying this game has been absolutely bonkers all night long.
Yeah, so a Lansing player just took his liberties with an Atchison player on the ground, and that is not what you want to see right there.
Now, Division 80 crews huddling up back around the 10-yard line. These guys have earned every penny of it tonight. They have worked hard. They have been all over these calls this evening, and they've seen a little bit of everything this evening. 7:14 to go in the ballgame. Right now it is 13-7, Lansing in front. 2 second-quarter touchdowns for the Lions.
You look out on the field, and Rick Pollard is beside himself right now.
I mean, a play, one call like that, the season hanging in the balance.
Personal foul against them, personal foul against Atchison. The play will offset.
Wow, that is the...
Oh, no, hold on. They're going to say that you also had the safety. We kind of gave that in a weird order.
That is the third offsetting 15-yard penalty setup we've had tonight.
But the big thing is you are going to get the safety out of that. So Atchison's going to give up the points and have to kick the ball. The other advantage to that, though, is the 2 points really don't matter for Atchison. It makes it an 8-point game.
It is still a one-possession game. 7:14 to go, and the wind is just howling here at Amelia Earhart Stadium now. We had a couple of sprinklers. You can look here at the top of the stuff. Don't tell the chief engineer the gear is being rained on because we're outdoors. Don't be our little secret. And the officials are taking a lot of time, and I understand. I mean,
that's just a weird play.
It's just a weird play. Now, it's one of those things, though, that you got to talk to Colton Bonnell. He had plenty of time to go back. Nobody was around him. Pick that ball up and just kick it down the field. Well, officials are still hammering this thing out at the 20-yard line. And it will be, free kick right from Atchison?
Yeah, so Atchison will get the free kick after the safety.
So, again, Lance Johnson, Sawyer Jorgensen, and Makai Butler back this time. Not Pollard, but Jorgensen with Butler.
And not the end of the world right here for Atchison in the sense of still a one-score game. Just they're not used to going for two very often.
College football tomorrow on Care Radio, the Benedictine Ravens. It is senior day in Wilcox Stadium. BC hosting Central Methodist. 12:45 for the pregame and a 1 o'clock kickoff in Atchison tomorrow. But right now, the business at hand is seeing which team extends its season. Lansing leading Atchison with 7:14 to go in the game. It is 15-7. And Lansing is going to be getting the football back. You have multiple options for how you can administer this kick, and it looks like they're going to go with the free punt type kick from Revant. And now Coach Smith has stopped playing. He's having a word with the crew. And it looks like everybody's satisfied enough for us to get back underway again.
The winner of this game will get the winner of Fort Scott and Tonganoxie.
Here's a short kick, and there's a brilliant play by one of the upmen for Lansing. Gus, I got to get this guy's number because that was a splendid play by Tanner Kell. He just jumped on it and covered it up and didn't try to do anything beyond that. And in the process, he has given his team, who now leads by 8, the football at the Atchison 41-yard line, and it's 1st and 10. And at the very least, Gus Lansing's going to take a couple of minutes off of this clock again. It is 1st and 10, Lions. Quarterback going to hand off, breaking a tackle, Ellington to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, and a first down. You talk about this all the time. Break that first tackle. Get past that first defender. That's what happened right there.
Yeah, you got to make the first man miss. Now Ellington a little slow to get up there on the far side. Training staff going to come out and take a look at him. So the winner of this game next week, we'll get Tonganoxie, the Chieftains, tonight coming away with a victory over Fort Scott. So Tonganoxie wins tonight 34-28 over Fort Scott. So Tonganoxie awaits the winner of this game.
Have you ever seen a boat with that kind of a good telephoto lens? Look at that.
It's pretty impressive.
I'm like going, yikes. My phone camera won't take a picture that good.
Rossville beats McLeod tonight 42-0. Conway Springs beat Marion 21-6. Hayden continues to roll. Coach Bill Arnold's got his team playing well. They beat Girard tonight by 49 points.
Well, this one is nowhere near that clear cut because it is still very much in doubt here at Amelia Earhart Stadium with 7:06 to go in the ballgame. It is a 15-6 contest. Lansing has the lead. They have the football because I'm not really sure either team has ever really had the momentum in this game.
There hasn't been much momentum.
No. Here we go on a 1st and 10. Straight ahead running by the running back. He hits the line, stops, stutter steps a minute, and then picks his way forward. And by that stutter step and that little delay, he gets 5.
Yeah, and coming up with the tackle right there for Atchison.
It's going to be Miles Greenley over there to make the stop for Atchison.
So it'll be a 2nd and 5 right now for the Phoenix. And right now, this is when you kind of lean on your captains too, right? Like there's a lot going on. You've been hitting each other for a little over 3 quarters now. Your tempers are starting to flare a little bit. So you got to get in everybody's face and say, hey, make sure that we don't do anything that we will regret and cost us a big penalty.
Here's a handoff. Running back bounces outside and loses his footing, dives to the 20, and he's going to be just shy maybe of the first down because nobody got a handle on him. I think he just kind of lost his footing.
Yeah, that time Jackson Pollard was looking to kind of turn the corner there. The feet came out from under him, and you always worry when they're out there in open space and fall down like that. But it looks like the cleats came out from under him. It's going to bring up a 3rd and, they say 2. I'm going to say 3rd and 1 right here for Lansing.
5:40 to go in the game. And Lansing just grinding time off the clock. Here's your 3rd down call. You know he's going to carry the ball here, right? I mean, it's going to be Pollard. And there he goes, straight ahead, and with 2nd effort, goes inside the 20, picks up the 1st down.
Yeah, that time he's able to just dive forward, pick up enough to move the chains. Not a whole lot extra, but you don't need extra at this point. 5:21 left in the game.
At what point, if you're the Atchison defense, I mean, you got to go to extra measures to try to dislodge a ball. You got to start doing some of those things, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you need to get a little more aggressive than you're comfortable with. You got to kind of get out of that zone a little bit. And if you're going to blitz somebody that maybe you're not comfortable with and leave somebody one-on-one on an island, but you've got to make a play right here.
1st down, now it's inside 5 to go. Pollard will go straight ahead and twist and turn. And look at that. Through all of that, he still picks up about 4. Down to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, and give a lot of credit right now to that Lansing front line, Josh Huckleberry, Elijah Mathis. You've got Garrett English, Jonathan Showers, and Tyler McTeague along the front line. You've got, what, 4 seniors and a sophomore.
Now walking over to the 4th sideline, it's Kyrian Broadway going over and talking to Coach, getting to play. That's big number 11. He's going to set up kind of as a tight end over there on the left side. He had not been in a lot, but he's a big cat out there. 2nd down call. Hand off. They'll sweep to the left side. There's Paxton. He'll turn the corner, and he's going to be really close to the 1st down. Oh, Jackson Pollard that time. Because we've seen him pound in the middle, pound in the middle. That's the first time we've seen him exhibit that speed.
Yeah, and that time over there, Deacon Stout to make the stop on the play.
And for Lansing, it is 1st and goal. They lead by 8, and they will not snap the ball until there are under 4 minutes to go in the game. And Lansing, this is superb time management, okay?
Yeah, they're doing a great job on this final possession of the final possession because I don't expect Lansing to hold the ball much more in this game.
1st down call, and again, it's going to be Pollard bouncing. Here's markers down. This is coming back. He's going to be down around the 5-yard line when they get him stopped, but I think it's going to be coming back the other way. Notice the wide receiver on this side and his defender. Neither one took a step that entire play.
That old school play of, hey, I'm not going anywhere. Cool. Well, I'll stand here too.
You don't go anywhere, I don't go anywhere. We'll reach some kind of a little agreement here. Down to 3:44 left. The penalty is going to push the ball back to, we're going to set this thing down, 15, 17, 18, 18-yard line maybe? We're going to call this the 18. What do you say? For it is first and goal from the 18. Oakley, the quarterback, Pollard, the running back. Again, they're going to wait for that official to start. There he goes, arm in the air. Then they get serious about the snap. Quarterback will lob one over the middle. Caught, touchdown, Lansing. Everybody thought it was going to go into the middle. Instead, Reed Oakley lobs one over the top to A.J. Allen. And it's 3:11 to play in the game. Lansing goes up 21-7.
Yeah, that time they just floated a nice pass out to the left flat and able to get it into the end zone on the senior, A.J. Allen, from the other senior, Reed Oakley.
Now, Lansing originally lined up like they were going to kick it. Now they're going to line up to go for two. Quarterback takes the snap. He's going to dive off the left side and give it to him. That time, Jackson Pollard on the two-point conversion is now 23-7 Lions.
Joseph, that's their little timeout. 3:11 to go in the ballgame. Lansing 23, Atchison 7.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
So the Phoenix is going to put the kick return unit out of the field and going back for Atchison. You've got MJ back there. That's MJ Morgan. You got Zydron Mays. Because Zydron Mays has been fantastic tonight, I'll tell you. We're also going to maybe pick out the matches of seniors here in just a second as Lansing getting set to punt it away or to kick it away on this. Short man's going to take it at the 25-yard line. Look at him put a nice little wedge in front of him. And back across the 30, up to the 35, and close to the 40-yard line. The Atchison return. First and 10, Phoenix, 3:03 to go.
That time Lance Norris on the return right there for the Phoenix. But as Atchison looks up at the scoreboard, they find themselves with 3:03 left in the contest, trailing 23-7. Lansing, if they can pull off this win, would move on next week to play a team they've already lost to, Tonganoxie, but just barely, right? Lost to Tonganoxie earlier this season, 14-13.
Here comes the Phoenix. First and 10. QB rolls right, throws right, diving catch, and does he make the catch in the field of play? Just across the 40-yard line. So a lot of running, a lot of work, but only about three. Oh, they're going to say incomplete.
Yeah, they're going to say he dropped the ball as he came to the ground over there. That's looking to complete the ball to Zydron Mays. Mays has had a really nice game tonight.
Two receivers at the left side for Atchison. It's second down 10 at the 37-yard line. Markers, and going to be another false start. This would be the 87th false start.
Now they're pointing at Lansing like maybe they're across, and they are.
There you go. That's our first encroachment of the night.
I saw a lot of motion out of Atchison. I just figured it was going to cost the Phoenix 5 yards instead. Pick up 5, and the problem, 2:56 left in the contest.
Hatchett's going to have to do something and in a real hurry. Quarterback is back. Players one, near side, Jay-Z. He's going to be hit. He's going to be dropped. He will gain 2 yards on that play.
Yeah, and the problem is Phoenix don't really show any signs of urgency. Now, we must have a penalty on the backside. No?
I don't see it.
Just a lot of standing around with only 2.5 minutes and down 2 scores.
Atchison is going to go to the bench. They're going to run Chris Bennett into the game.
Chris, a 6-foot senior, is going to check in. QB slides down, going to keep it himself, boots into the middle, reverses field, gets to the 40, 5, 50, races out of bounds. That was a really nice play, Gus, by Colt Bonnell.
You're going to get a push out of
bounds. So, a lot of conversation going on among participants here tonight. 2:10 to go.
Yeah, so it's going to come down to that he was running out of bounds and had given himself up, and then he was pushed. And so I don't disagree. I'm not a huge fan of it because I thought it was more of a push than a malicious hit. But it was all said and done. It's going to cost Lansing 15 yards, and they'll stop the clock at the 2:10 mark of this contest.
Yeah, I'm going to spot this thing down all the way to the Lions' 30-yard line. As you mentioned, 2 minutes and 10. Got Jaden in the backfield now. He's going to stay in the block. Quarterback rockets one over to the far side, caught 25-yard line. Dragging a defender to the 20 and bumping out of bounds over there is going to be Smith. He's going to have a first and 10 for the Phoenix. 2:01 to go in the game. And Atchison now moving it briskly down the field.
Yeah, that time Eric Smith able to break a couple tackles, get all the way down to the 12-yard line. Going to be first and 10 right there for the Phoenix. Bob, they're going to say he didn't get out of bounds. I don't know about that.
Mays is going to go over to the right side. Atchison, 2x2. Quarterback straight back. Colton Bonnell over the middle. Pass out in front and not quite within the reach of Lance Norris.
Yeah, that time threw a rocket over the middle. And it was one of those things where it's going to be tough for Lance just running that little bit of an in pattern. Minute 46 left here in the game. Second and 10 for Atchison. Taking a lot of time looking over Colton Bonnell. You're quarterback for Atchison.
23-7 Lansing. Boy, that score a moment ago was huge to make it a 2-possession lead. Atchison looking to move it downfield. Bonnell looking left. BB over the middle. And again, a little bit behind Lance this time. It's going to be incomplete. Lansing players coming over and giving Lance a little lift and helping him to his feet. Yeah, this is one of those things where you ran in and
Seat just kind of gave out from under him. Quickly, they're going to race into the ballgame to draw on Mays and wind him up by himself on the right side.
Second down or third down call. Back to throw. Bonnell going to the end zone. Broken up. Incomplete at the back of the end zone.
And there's a late marker. You just can't do that in high school football. So we're going to get a taunting penalty against Lansing in what it was he broke up the pass, did a great job, and then says the NFL where you grab it and you throw the sword away because you did something really fantastic.
I'm going to tell you what, I've seen that happen several times tonight without a penalty. So with a minute 37 to go, the Cruz had his arm.
Whoa! Where's he going?
Oh. Let's see what the call is. Here we go.
Must be against Atchison. Oh, there we go. I was like, it's unsportsmanlike against Lansing. The official's going the wrong way.
So I think they're going to back to the original line of scrimmage and marking it from there. It's going to go down to the 6. So at the 6-yard line with a minute 37 to go, Atchison has the football. But it's not. It's first in. Like 4, right? Or is it 4? What is it? I mean, we're here.
It's got it as 4th down.
Here's a snap back, straight ahead. Jaden breaks the tackle. That was a really outstanding run.
Yeah, that was a nice push at the end, and give a lot of credit on that run, not just to Jaden, but his offensive line coming in late, pushing him forward. That time it was
Avante. Yep. It's going to be first down, first and goal, Phoenix. Minute 20 to go. They're stacking them up in the middle now, and here's a straight-ahead run by Jaden, and he's right at the goal line. Touchdown, Atchison. So the Phoenix get into the end zone with a minute 15 to play. Gus, Anything can still happen, man. There's always a little magic here at AE.
There is, and now you look over to the near sideline and you're seeing Atchison telling their guys, huddle up and
gotta go for two.
Yeah, you're gonna see him going for two right here for Atchison. If they can get at least a two-point conversion, it won't be their lowest output of the season. Go back to week one, they only scored 14 against Ottawa in a loss, and so, and you have to go for two mathematically to be within a possession. Motion left. Jaden, little alley-oop into the end zone, and did he hold on? It's good! Two-point conversion. Carter to Smith. We're taking a timeout. The Phoenix battling hard. 1:15 to go in the game. It's Lansing 23, Atchison 15.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, the game does sit us run to nearly 3 hours long here tonight. It's not over yet with a minute 15 to go. 23-15. You've got Lansing in front. Think they don't expect the onside kick. Look at the numbers on that kick return unit. Going to have a single man back deep. And we'll see what Atchison can do on a onside kick. Colton Bonilla is going to be the kicker. I've got four here. I've got two, four, five, six there. So I got 11. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
I was going to say, doesn't Lansing only have 10 players?
Lansing has 10 players, correct.
So Lansing's going to go for this onside down a player.
And here it pops up, and Lansing's able to recover it at the 50.
That was impressive because they ran 10 guys on the field and recovered the onside kick.
For no time elapses off the clock. 23-15. Lansing in front with a minute 15 to go.
I kept doing my numbers. I'm like, there's 3, 3, and 3, and 1. I'm like, 3 times 3 and 1 is,
yes.
Right?
Not 11. So, anyway,
a big play right there for Lansing. Atchison, what, only two timeouts, we believe, left?
I believe it's two timeouts. Maybe one, certainly I believe two timeouts left. Very clearly they used one earlier. And here we go. First and 10. Now, not like Lansing's going to go to the diamond or anything here. They're going to be running the football into the middle of the line. First and 10 at the 50. Snap back, little wraparound handoff to the 50, putting his head down, picking up about 4 yards is going to be Jackson Pollard. And there is one of the Atchison timeouts. I'm going to hang on to it here for a minute to see how this shakes out. I can't imagine it's going to take that long.
Yeah, you got to think Atchison right there just utilizing that timeout, trying to stop the clock. 67 seconds left in the ballgame. It'll be second and 6 after the 4-yard gain. Atchison trailing by 8, so still within that one score right now.
And don't forget, we encourage you to stick around. You want to see how your team did tonight and teams around the state and who's going to be playing whom next week? Well, that's what the purpose is of the High School Football Scoreboard Show. Stick around. It's going to be here on Care Radio. Right after we get out of the game here, we'll be going direct to Jake and Bonds and the gang at the Mothership.
Taking a look at the sports schedule this week. Tomorrow, going to be up at Wilcox Field. It'll be at Wilcox Stadium as the Ravens will be hosting Central Methodist Wednesday night. College basketball doubleheader. Start the Heart of America Athletic Conference season. Being at Peru, taking on the Bobcats, 5:30 for the women, 7:30 for the guys.
The Al Wheeler. Here's a handoff, and Atchison shoots into the backfield, a tackle for a loss. Landon Bell. What a great job he's done tonight, all season for Atchison. You know what? Big guy's been, Landon's been nails.
Landon's been one of those workhorses for this Atchison team, not only on the defensive line, but he's a stud on that offensive line, so having a really good senior campaign for him. Atchison, a very senior-laden team, a team that's had a lot of success, that won the Metal Lark, right, all 4 years, and it will bring up now a 3rd and 10 for Lansing. So, the Phoenix, the first team out on the field. The way we're figuring it is that Atchison has utilized their final timeout. For Lansing, they're going to be up over the football. It'll bring a 3rd and 10. They're going to send a man in motion. Quarterback takes the snap. He'll hand it off to his running back, turns it up into the middle. Not a whole lot of room. He'll get 3, maybe 4 yards on it. It's going to set up now a 4th and 6. 13 seniors. I guess these guys, I remember watching them like little peewee football. I mean, it's like I've seen all these kids grow up, and here they are in their senior season for Atchison. We've got MJ Morgan out there, Deacon Stout, Lance Norris, Johnny Reeves, Jay-Z Kelly, Jaden Carter, Chris Bennett, Aiden Rebant, Miles Greenlee, Landon Bell, Jacob Perry, Hank Harrison, Eric Smith III, all of his 13 seniors for Coach Smith out here tonight. Now, Lansing will utilize their final timeout, they're going to use their timeout because they ran that clock down as far as they could, 16.9 seconds. They're going to have to punt the football away to Atchison. And so for Atchison, they're going to have no timeouts, have to go what we would anticipate is a long way, and also score the 2 points trailing in this ball game, 23-15. Look around the crowd, see this? Nobody's leaving. You know, we've seen magical kick return. Right?
Ah, yeah. Not since last week.
So for Atchison, you've got some decisions to make right here. Do you go after the punter and hope for a block? Do you just set up a really nice return because you've got some guys who can make some things happen? I mean, just a lot of things. Do you remember the last time, though, that Lansing punted the football? The snap went over the kicker's head. He had to go back 15 yards to field it. So
how many punt snaps have we seen go over the kicker's head tonight? It's been kind of a large number. Kicker's at his own 10, and he goes way back to get it now. He's going to take time and then finally punt it away and intentionally punts it out of bounds. Here's the deal. He says, I don't want to return.
Yeah, and he's going to set this up with I think somewhere around the 40.
There's still 10 seconds to go in the game. And for Atchison, that's probably 3 plays. But with no timeouts, 2?
Maybe.
I always figure 4 if you hurry him.
So here's the deal. Atchison's going to have the ball at their own 38-yard line. 10 seconds left in the game.
Here comes the Phoenix. And here's the thing. Atchison is so athletic and has such incredible speed. They got a couple of guys that just fly, and again, one of them having a huge night tonight. Guys, I'm looking for Mays, and here we go, back to throw. Quarterback going to get across line of scrimmage. The ball pops loose, and Lansing's going to cover it up. So there you go. Final score tonight. It's Lansing 23, Atchison 15, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College Drive Summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Crittenden Home Care provides in-home assistance with all daily living activities for senior citizens and is a proud supporter of the Atchison High Phoenix. For more information about how they can help, visit CrittendenHomeCare.com or you can call them at 913-303-2400. That's 913-303-2400. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Back with you here at Amelia Earhart Stadium, where tonight Lansing was able to come away with a win in an exciting playoff game, regional game in Class 4A, 23-15. Gotta say, nobody scoring in the opening quarter. Lansing getting a 2 in the second quarter. Atchison didn't get on the board until late in the third on a 4-yard run by Jaden Carter. And Colton Bonnell's PAT was good for Atchison's first points of the game. And then 23-7. It was Lansing got in front. Now, that made it tough for the Phoenix when they find themselves trailing by a couple of scores late in the fourth.
Yeah, it was one of those nights where they just struggled to get anything going offensively, right? This is not their lowest output, but their second lowest output of the season. You had to go all the way back to week one when they lost to Ottawa, having only scored 14. But tonight, they did get that two-point conversion, got up to 15 points. Atchison moves to 8-2 on the season, and all right, say goodbye to it. That last time we're going to see the turf.
And let's see the grass, yeah. So, again, next season, Atchison, you know, redoing the fields, the playing surface here at Amelia, and it'll get a little bit of a facelift in the offseason.
There you go. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us again tomorrow. Benedictine football on care, 12:45 for the pregame. It is a 1 o'clock kickoff, Wilcox Stadium, senior day, Ravens and Central Methodist. Final score tonight, Lansing, 23, Atchison, 15. And, well, till we talk to you later, Joseph, back at the Care Sports Studios, producing and engineering. Thanks, my friend. And for Gus Couch, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.